Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Early in the 20th century, there was a columnist known all over the country named H.L. Mencken. And he has two quotes I want to read to you right now. Quote number one, quote, "Democracy is the theory that the common people know what they want and deserve to get it good and hard." Quote number two, "No one in this world, so far as I know, and I have searched the records for years and employed agents to help me, has ever lost money by underestimating the intelligence of the great masses of the plain people, nor has anyone ever lost public office thereby." I point this out because we live in a representative democracy. And so when we see spectacles like the spectacle that we saw in committee at the House of Representatives who represent us in Congress yesterday, I would just like to point out that these are all elected representatives of the United States. We have filled Washington, D.C. with complete imbeciles. And this is our fault because we vote for them. The fact is that, again, if you don't like your representatives, you can always change your representatives. But it seems as though the American people increasingly like a Congress that is completely unworkable, a presidency filled with numbskulls like the current president of the United States, entire representative agencies of the federal government that are filled with people whose IQs, when combined, might be in double digits. If you think I'm being harsh, I present to you the following clip, which is not, in fact, from Jerry Springer. It is from the Congress. So yesterday, for some odd reason that no one can quite discern, a giant fight broke out between Marjorie Taylor Greene, noted intellectual congresswoman from Georgia, MTG, AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, you can always tell this is like a WWE face-off when all of the Congress people are just known by their acronyms. It's pretty incredible. I mean, shouldn't they actually have names? But MTG versus AOC versus Jasmine Crockett. And I have to say, the wattage displayed by these three ladies puts feminism back about 100 years. Because, as we will talk about in a moment, two of the men who are leading this committee, James Comer on the Republican side and Jamie Raskin on the Democratic side, they literally cannot help but laugh at the idiocy displayed by this coterie of crows. It is just extraordinary. So it begins when Marjorie Taylor Greene decides that she is upset with Jasmine Crockett and insults her fake eyelashes, and it just goes downhill from there.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about
AG. I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Oh, Jerry. Order, Jerry.
Chairman, that's beneath even
your order of your committee.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Move her words down.
Oh, girl.
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
Don't even play.
Baby. Don't even play.
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
Jerry.
So, you agree to strike your words?
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she should apologize. No.
Perry, okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Miss Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well,
seconds.
Then
okay,
reserve the right to apologize.
Jerry, I am not apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Jerry.
Miss Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then
starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
hold
a
on.
Part
I'm
of
trying
it.
To find clarification on what quality.
Chairman,
I
motion to strike those words.
What you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys. Earlier, literally, just
you just voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do.
So, doing the hard work on behalf of the patriarchy there, MTG, AOC, and Jasmine Crockett. Okay, now the question is why? Why? I mean, obviously, these are outtakes from Idiocracy. At this point. And frankly, I don't even want to know who's the father at the end of this. I just don't. But the question is how and why? And the answer is because Congress and our representative government has become a performative spectacle for people who are hoping to get famous and rich outside of Congress. That's what this is. Yuval Levin over at American Enterprise Institute wrote one of the most important books of the last 20 years about this, talking about how our representative institutions were supposed to be institutions. They were supposed to shape the people who enter them because they are given a grave responsibility of representing the American people and taking care of trillions of our taxpayer dollars and figuring out our foreign policy and trying to rectify breaches in the social fabric and the social compact. That is their actual job. But over time, as we have become a more populist and populist country, our representatives have basically just become stand-ins for our various gripes and grievances. And so what you end up with is the dumbed down version of the American public, the dumbest version of the American public. Now, again, I don't think that this is particularly partisan. I know a lot of people in Congress, Democrat and Republican. I can name the number of intelligent people that I know in Congress on less than two hands easily. And I'm talking about, like, I know probably hundreds at this point of members of Congress and the Senate. The fact is that the American people have chosen poorly. And there are a couple of aspects to this. One is that it used to be, when government did not have insane levels of power over our life, that we didn't actually care who was in charge of the government nearly as much because the government didn't have the power to control every aspect of our life. And so politics was largely relegated to the local level. And when it came to federal politics, people who were very invested in federal politics tended to be the people who were the most, you know, knowledgeable, the people who actually cared the most, the people who were the most engaged. Well, now it's become a popularity contest. It's American Idol now. And thanks to the mass media, you can take dullards and make them incredibly famous. And in fact, if you want to sell papers, that's exactly what you do. If you want higher ratings, what you do is you focus in on the dullards in Congress, not the congressperson who's spending late nights poring over the bills that are being created to shape your and my life. That's the boring stuff. The people like this. And this is why all three of these congresspeople are significantly more famous than some actual powerful Congress people who make the policy. So people now use Congress as a platform for other activities, to become famous, to be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, to be on various shows on the TVs. That's not good for America, and Americans ought to get off of this. But the reality, of course, is that this has pervaded American politics, and it has bled up. The quality of our public leadership is a reflection of the quality of our public conversations. And our public conversations suck because they are low IQ, because they do not involve any sort of actual knowledge base for the people involved. In fact, the quick insult is considered significantly more useful than an actual understanding of the issues at play and the nuances of those issues. Those things are not important. By the way, this is one of the reasons why you are seeing re-engagement online with like 3-hour-long conversations, including people like Lex Fridman or Joe Rogan or that kind of stuff. That's because there is a hunger in a certain segment of the population for something a little more substantive, but that has completely gone away for the vast majority of the American public, which, of course, should not have to be engaged at this level in politics. And so they're not. They're sort of casually engaged. They tune in for the last 5 minutes of American Idol before they cast their vote. And what you end up with is a bunch of people who are getting rich and famous, being in Congress, and being complete imbeciles. This is why you end up with a presidential race featuring an incumbent president who is full on senile, who is no longer with us. And it doesn't matter one iota to at least half the population. This used to be a country where Andrew Jackson ran against John Quincy Adams. This used to be a country where Harry Truman ran against Thomas Dewey. And now it's a country where the three leading candidates for the presidency are Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Again, that just says something about the nature of the democracy. And it says something about the nature of the American public engagement in these issues. I'm ripping on the public here because, again, people voted for these people. It's not everybody. I think most people look at this and they're a little bit ashamed of what they see in Congress. But frankly, we should all be ashamed of what we see in Congress because I'm just telling you, the level of intellectual achievement in our Congress, the level of true engagement with serious issues is so unbelievably low that you would get a better conversation about what goes on in our nation in a third grade social studies classroom than you would in a congressional committee like you saw yesterday. What a humiliation. Truly pathetic. Now, speaking of truly pathetic, the President of the United States, of course, is no longer sentient. And the Biden administration made that absolutely clear yesterday when they decided via the DOJ to challenge the making public or even the giving to Congress of the tape of Joe Biden being interviewed by prosecutor Robert Hur. Now, you remember Robert Hur. Robert Hur is the prosecutor who is looking into the classified documents mess surrounding Joe Biden. Joe Biden, since he was a senator, has been taking home classified documents, stuffing them in his drawers, putting them in the garage next to his Corvette and all the rest. This is very clearly illegal, by the way. And that's what Robert Hur found. He said, this is very clearly illegal. There's actually a reason why Joe Biden did it. He took home from the vice presidency a bunch of documents surrounding his opinions on Afghanistan that were totally classified, and he brought them home, and then he proceeded to convey them to his ghostwriter, which is a violation of the law. So how did Robert Hur avoid prosecuting Joe Biden? He said that he was a well-meaning, befuddled old man. That was literally the rationale, that we would have prosecuted him except that he's senile. And this, of course, led to extraordinary amounts of angst and heartburn on the part of the Biden administration and the Biden campaign. So you'll recall that Joe Biden then did a press conference where he attacked Robert Hur for letting him off the hook, basically. Because again, it was a binary choice. It was either you prosecute the president because he's sentient or you don't prosecute the president because he's a vegetable. So the president, apparently either not understanding that binary or wanting to avoid its clutches, did a press conference, this is in February, in which he suggested that Robert Hur didn't even need to say that he was senile, that actually Robert Hur was a bad guy. Why? Because Robert Hur pointed out in the report that Joe Biden couldn't remember the year that his son, Beau, died. Well, the only person who raised Beau's death, as it turns out, was Joe Biden. But Joe Biden then claimed that Robert Hur had raised his son's death in some sort of nefarious way.
In addition, I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
Well, actually, you're the one who raised it, because Joe Biden raises his son Beau's death at literally every available opportunity. And then the transcripts came out, and it turned out that it was, in fact, Joe Biden who raised Beau's death and did, in fact, screw up the date. More on this in just a second. There recently have been a lot of headlines, people saying things like pop stars will dedicate proceeds from their concerts to abortion, which is insane. We need to stand up for life now more than ever. My friends at Preborn are helping lead the charge in the battle for life. Their network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, often right next to abortion clinics. Every day they rescue 200 unborn babies from abortion. Preborn does that by showing a mom her child on ultrasound. When the expectant mom hears the baby's heartbeat on the ultrasound, her baby's chance at life could double. Preborn offers moms who choose life assistance for up to 2 years. Every time you see a celebrity donating to death, we can respond by donating to life. One ultrasound costs just $28 and can save a life. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to help save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 unborn babies. Preborn has a 100% charity rating, so you can give with confidence. To donate, dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Once more, preborn.com/Ben. All right, coming up, remember that time that Joe Biden then did a press conference about how he was totally sentient and he blew it? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Calling. Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Five. Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, there was a report, you'll recall, from a federal prosecutor that said that Joe Biden broke the law, but that he was senile. Joe Biden tried to rebut that by being totally senile on camera. Joe Biden then proceeded to mix up the presidents of Egypt and Mexico and forget where his son's rosary came from.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side. I've been pushing really hard, to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented. I wear, since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of... Every Memorial Day, we hold a service remembering him, attending by friends and family and the people who loved him.
Okay, so you remember, mental collapse happening in front of the American people in real time, most disastrous press conference in modern history. Well, now, the Congress is saying, can we have the tape of the interview between Joe Biden and Robert Herr, considering that Joe Biden continues to maintain that he was with it and lucid. Now, here's the thing. We already have the transcript. There's nothing in the tape that won't be on the transcript other than the president being absolutely senile and befuddled. We all know this. So the White House is now asserting executive privilege in order to protect the tape, which is wild. Why in the world would executive privilege apply to the president's criminal investigative interview with a prosecutor about his activities as vice president or senator? And in his post-vice presidency. Why? Like, how does executive privilege even apply? Executive privilege isn't just anything that the person who happens to be president happens to have done or will do at any point in the future. Executive privilege typically means that there are certain jobs that the executive can do that require that there not be any sort of knowledge of those activities. It usually applies to classified materials within the executive branch. It doesn't apply to Joe Biden's visitor log, for example. It doesn't apply, certainly, to Joe Biden's interview, for which the transcript is already available with Robert Hur. So what exactly is their excuse? Well, the White House counsel's office notified House GOP investigators of the move before Republicans were expected to recommend holding AG Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to hand over the audio. So Biden said that the White House counsel, Ed Siskel, sent a letter to the Republican House leaders who requested the tape. Quote, "The absence of a legitimate need for the audio recordings lays bare your likely goal to chop them up, distort them, and use them for partisan political purposes. Demanding such sensitive and constitutionally protected law enforcement materials from the executive branch because you want to manipulate them for potential political gain is inappropriate." So in other words, we are going to assert executive privilege specifically for political purposes. That's what he's saying. He's saying you might use the tape for political purposes. Therefore, we will assert executive privilege for political purposes to protect Joe Biden from looking senile on tape. By the way, how bad must those tapes be? I mean, we already know Joe Biden is out of it. Joe Biden's been in a state of mental collapse for years at this point. We are watching a slow rolling old age home disaster happening in the White House. And everyone's aware of this. Look at a tape of Joe Biden from 2017 and look at a tape of Joe Biden now. Dude was no great shakes in 2017. But right now, he looks as though he's about to keel over at any moment. So how bad must these tapes, I mean, we already see what we see in public. How bad must the tapes be? The answer is pretty damn bad. Why does that matter? Because everyone in Biden's orbit keeps saying that Joe Biden is, he's sharp, he's focused, mental acuity, particularly in long meetings. The difference between what we see Joe Biden in public is that at most, you're talking like an hour and a half during the State of the Union when he's been pumped full of children's blood and amphetamines. And with Robert Hur, he's sitting there for like 6 hours at a time. Now, a normal person can do an interview for 6 hours and get through it. I really wonder what's on those tapes. Don't you now? I mean, I'm a lot more curious about what's on those tapes. I've already read the transcripts. I'm very curious as to the affect that Joe Biden was presenting to Robert Hur that led Robert Hur to the conclusion that he's a well-meaning but senile old man. So Garland has asked Biden, supposedly, to block release of the audio recordings, citing concerns that making them public could prompt high-ranking White House officials to be less cooperative in future investigations. That's just a lie. So basically, Joe Biden went to Merrick Garland and said,
Merrick, could you request that I don't release the tapes?
And Merrick Garland's like, sure, Mr. President, sure. And so here he was yesterday announcing that he has asked Joe Biden to assert executive privilege to protect Joe Biden from tape the DOJ took of Joe Biden from becoming public where we already have the transcript. This is the most obvious political maneuver of all time, which suggests these tapes must just be absolutely devastating.
In your professional capacity, you suggested to the president to invoke executive privilege. He invoked executive privilege. It protects you both personally. Is that a conflict of interest?
The Justice Department is a fundamental institution of our democracy. People depend on us to ensure that our investigations and our prosecutions are conducted according to the facts and the law and without political influence. We have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure that the committees get responses to their legitimate requests. But this is not one. To the contrary, this is one that would harm our ability in the future to successfully pursue sensitive investigations.
How? How would it harm their ability to pursue sensitive investigations? They literally release the entire transcript, all of it. And now they're saying you can't hear the tape. There's literally no more information on the tape other than what Joe Biden sounded like and looked like on the tape. That's it. That's all that's on the tape. So what exactly are they protecting? The answer is that the transcript, when it says dot, 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 that is probably Joe Biden looking around the room, peeing in the corner and returning to his seat or something. It is likely Joe Biden pausing for 83 seconds in the middle of a sentence, just stopping dead. Like, that's the kind of stuff they have to prevent from getting out. It's the obvious kind of stuff. It's one of the reasons why Donald Trump probably is going to request a drug test on Joe Biden before they do the debate. Because there is no question the president's being shot up with something Given, again, my evidence of that proposition is the fact that the president will not release a tape of him doing an interview where we have already read the words of the interview. I mean, it's an absurdity. It's a true political absurdity, and it only comes from a flailing and failing campaign. Already coming up, Joe Biden is running a losing campaign, which means it's time to unleash the surrogates. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Live.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the Biden campaign has to unleash the surrogates to pretend that all is well, like Kevin Bacon in Animal House. Listen, Joe Biden is in trouble. There is no enthusiasm for Joe Biden anywhere. Democrats are not enthusiastic about Joe Biden. Independents and moderates are favoring Donald Trump at this point or are looking at RFK Jr. Republicans are certainly not in favor of Joe Biden. Every indicator coming out from this campaign is that this is a losing campaign right now. For example, here is top Joe Biden advisor Stephen Benjamin. He's an advisor in terms of outreach to the black community for Joe Biden. And he was asked, why is it that Joe Biden is starting to bleed black support, hemorrhage black support here? He's like, no, everything's great. We love him.
You know, I will tell you again, I can only speak, Francesca, to my experience. And when I get out there and we talk to people about the amazing successes of the administration under the leadership of the president, vice president, people are psyched. I mean, they're happy about these meaningful developments that are helping change the lives of people all across this country.
Yes, I'm sure that that's real and that, you know, he literally works for Biden. Whenever somebody says, by the way, the polls show you hemorrhaging support, I say, well, that's not been my personal experience. Well, thank you for your useless anecdotal evidence that completely is counter all of the available data. How bad are things? Democratic Representative Dean Phillips, who ran in a primary against Joe Biden, he says, given the fact that there's so many disaffected radicals inside the Democratic Party, they may just want to cancel the convention outright. Obviously, these are the sorts of moves that a successful party makes.
I'm afraid that this is looking awfully like 1968, with a lot of anger and angst and disenfranchisement that I think are going to play out on TV this summer, and it's going to be awfully contentious. So
1968
there's time to course correct.
Was yep. In Chicago, the Democratic convention. You think it could look a little like that?
I think it can, and frankly, I think it would be in the best interest of the Democratic Party to forego the convention this year and focus on campaigning, because I don't see any way it can be accretive to the mission of winning the next election.
Yeah, things are certainly going well for the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, the only vice presidential debate in modern history that will matter is probably the one this year between Kamala Harris and whomever Donald Trump picks as his VP candidate. The reason being that everyone believes that Joe Biden will not make it through a second term. It would be shocking if Joe Biden made it all the way through a second term without some sort of full-scale mental collapse. Again, given the fact that he will not even release tape of himself talking with someone for like 5 or 6 hours. So Kamala Harris confirmed on Thursday she will be participating in a July debate. Again, they're doing this early because they hope that if the Republicans shellack Kamala Harris, everyone will have forgotten about it by the election. Trump has yet to pick his running mate, obviously. There are a bunch of different names at the top of the heap. He's talked about J.D. Vance from Ohio. Tim Scott is the name that seems to come up the most often from South Carolina. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has come up a lot. Not sure exactly why. I mean, I like Doug Burgum, but like, where's the Burgum-mentum? He got even less support than Tim Scott did in the Republican primaries. But Kamala Harris is announcing early that she definitely wants to debate somebody. And I'm sure a Republican definitely wants to debate her. That is definitely something that Donald Trump should be taking into consideration. Who is best going to debate Kamala Harris would be a big question, because that's basically the only thing that matters. Now, I have no doubt that if Donald Trump is reelected, he'll serve his entire term. I have a lot of doubt that if Joe Biden is reelected, that Kamala Harris won't be filling out that term. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is running her own campaign. Her campaign right now is, what if we just shovel money at you? So the Democrats have run out of ideas. Their ideas now involve, what if we just throw money into an inflationary cycle? We will just literally pay people to vote for us. Now, they've been trying this for a while here, with their student loan relief nonsense. They've been trying this with their green boondoggles. And here was Kamala Harris yesterday saying, we are dropping trillions on the streets right now.
I was sharing with Mr. Phelps that we, the president and I, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, the Infrastructure Act, we are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now. to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy, to deal with the climate crisis in a way that is about building up adaptation and resilience.
So they've dropped trillions into an inflationary economy. And by the way, as the economy continues to stagger along at a 3.4, 3.5, 3.6% inflation rate, as it continues to stagger along at that rate, she says she now wants government-subsidized $25,000 grants for first-time homebuyers who can't pay their down payment. I mean, I feel like we did this before, and it resulted in the subprime mortgage crisis, because it turns out that when you pay people who can't afford a house to get a house, then when the real estate values drop, they go underwater, they can't afford to pay their mortgage, and they can't afford to sell because they paid more than they would receive for the actual sale of the home. And then you get a real estate meltdown. So just genius level ideas. But again, if you can just shovel money out at particular populations, you hope they'll vote for you. That is the old school Democratic playbook, and they're going right back to it. Here's Kamala Harris.
We have now proposed that if you are the child of parents who, or you were raised in a family where the folks who raised you were not homeowners, when you want to go buy a home, you will be entitled to a $25,000 grant toward down payment for a home. Again, acknowledging the realities of it all. If your parents owned a home and then you as their child say, I want to go buy, then your parents will likely have the opportunity and ability to say, honey, you don't have to go take out that big loan. I'm going to take some equity out of my home to help you with that down payment.
Sure.
And that's how intergenerational wealth works. But if you start with nothing, how are we going to give people those opportunities?
Right.
And so it's about acknowledgement and then pushing through the actual policies that are not just about lip service, but actually making a difference.
So we're just going to toss a bag of cash at you, and even if you can't pay your mortgage, it'll probably work out great. And this is literally how we get the subprime mortgage crisis in the first place. Subprime mortgages were subsidized by the federal government, and then when they all collapsed, that infected the entire system through credit derivative swaps and the like. So she wants to just repeat that all over again in the name of equity. But really, what's the name? She wants to buy votes. They're buying votes. And Joe Biden is trying to buy young people's votes. So he tried to do it first by backing Hamas in the Gaza Strip, which we'll get to in a little bit. But he's now attempting his most audacious gambit. First, he tried the, what if I pay your student loans? Will you vote for me then?
Will you vote for me if I just pay you all of your debt?
And they're like, no, we still hate you.
He said, well, what if I gave you $25,000 for our house?
Like, nope, we still hate you. He's like,
what if I let you smoke as much pot as you could possibly want?
Like, Now, here's the thing. I mean, not to be too cynical about this, but if you allow all the young people to smoke all the pot, I don't think they're going to vote because they're going to be high. But in any case, Joe Biden is now attempting to loosen federal marijuana restrictions. Now, what's amazing about this is about 15 years ago, there was a lot of movement in favor of marijuana legalization or at least decriminalization. Right? That there was a lot of movement in favor of that. And then the consequences have been absolutely disastrous in every city or municipality that has tried it. It's been awful for cities like Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, Denver. You can't walk down the street without smelling pot with your kids. You got people just lying out high in the roads. I mean, it's really, really bad in these cities. And that is a combination of two factors. One, when you make drug use more prevalent, bad things happen. Two, because, just like anything else, a competitive market makes product more efficient and effective. Marijuana strains have become significantly more powerful over the years. The marijuana that people are smoking now does not resemble the marijuana that was being passed around the, like, 11th grade playground in 1994. This is not the same drug. But Joe Biden is ignoring all of that because, again, he's trying to buy off communities he thinks disproportionately use marijuana or will vote on that basis. That's what this is. So Joe Biden posted a video to X about the reclassification.
This is monumental. Today, my administration took a major step to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3 drug. It's an important move toward reversing longstanding inequities. Today's announcement builds on the work we've already done to pardon a record number of federal offenses for simple possession of marijuana. And it adds to the action we've taken to lift barriers to housing, employment, small business loans, and so much more for tens of thousands of Americans. Look, folks, no one should be in jail merely for using or possessing marijuana. period. Far too many lives have been upended because of failed approach to marijuana. And I'm committed to righting those wrongs. You have my word on it.
Now, again, here's the thing. Again, Joe Biden can't get through even this statement without a bunch of quick cuts. Looks like the end of Psycho. It's bizarre. But in any case, the entire policy predicate here is bad and wrong. Marijuana is currently a Schedule I drug on the Controlled Substances Act. The DOJ decision moves it to Schedule III, a category that means it's determined to have both medical benefits and some potential for abuse. But again, the reality is that the marijuana that is currently being used is significantly more powerful than the marijuana that was being passed around decades ago. According to the American Psychological Association, a huge percentage of people using cannabis in the past 30 days meet the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders criteria for cannabis use disorder. Kids who are using it, between 12 and 20, at least 23% of them are addicted to pot. Right, that was one of the supposed great benefits of pot, was that it was non-addictive. That's a lie. It is, in fact, highly addictive for a certain coterie of young people. Not only that, it does significant damage to developing brains. According to Joanna Jacobus, PhD, Associate Professor of Psychiatry at University of California, San Diego, who did longitudinal studies on all of this, it turns out that there are biological brain differences that can increase the chances that an adolescent will start using cannabis, and it also increases their vulnerability to negative developmental outcomes. Furthermore, it turns out that if you follow the cannabis use effect, what you see is that people have significant personality issues, memory problems. Students who use cannabis regularly have trouble focusing, feeling motivated during school. It causes permanent deleterious changes in the brain for a lot of people. And of course, it is way, way, way more likely to exacerbate already existing mental health issues, which of course are incredibly prominent with young people right now. And as I say, the THC content in marijuana itself has multiplied radically. According to the NIH, marijuana potency as detected in confiscated samples has steadily increased over the past few decades. In the early 90s, the average THC content in confiscated marijuana was less than 4%. In 2018, it was more than 15%. So it is more than tripled. It's almost quadrupled since 1990s. Well, that is not going to be wonderful as it becomes more prevalent in American society, but it is, again, another pathetic attempt to make society worse, but by votes from low-information voters who might be interested in smoking more pot. And Joe Biden's presidency is on the rails here, and he knows it. It's true kind of throughout his entire administration. We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, can your savings weather another economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash, as it did in 2008. A famous example of somebody who did not diversify was Bernie Ebbers, the former CEO of WorldCom in the late 90s and early 2000s. When the telecom industry faced a downturn, WorldCom's financial instability was exposed. The company had not diversified their investments. They had not created a buffer against sector-specific downturns. Things did not go well at WorldCom. Don't be like Bernie. During times of economic uncertainty or market volatility, investors tend to flock to gold as a safe haven asset. Its value tends to increase during turbulent times, providing that buffer against market downturns. This is why people are turning to gold right now. It's why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Birch Gold understands that navigating financial decisions can be daunting. That's why their dedicated in-house IRA department is there to guide you every step of the way. Birch Gold is committed to addressing your questions and concerns promptly. Their team is always ready to provide answers and clarity. Whether it's about fees, taxes on rollovers, or the timing of the process, they're here to ensure you feel valued and well-informed. Text Ben to 989898. Talk to one of Birch Gold's experts and claim your free info kit on gold. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. The best part is, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Ben to 989898. That's Ben to 989898. Already coming up, the biggest news of the day. A golfer gets pulled over and might miss his tee time. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So this is, in fact, one of the biggest news items of the day is the number one golfer in the world got pulled over and then arrested. Scottie Scheffler, who is the best golfer living right now. He has won four of the last five tournaments in which he has played. He was heavily favored to win the PGA Championship this week. He was arrested by the Louisville Metro Police Friday morning after trying to drive into the entrance of Valhalla Golf Club, which is the site of the PGA. According to ESPN, traffic outside the golf course had been stopped after a man was struck and killed by a shuttle bus around 5 a.m. Eastern. Scheffler faces charges of second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding traffic signals from an officer directing traffic. So there's an ESPN reporter named Jeff Darlington who's on scene. Apparently, there's this crash, and Scheffler was trying to drive around the crash scene on a median so he could actually get to his tee time. A police officer then instructed Scheffler to stop. Scheffler continued to drive about 10 to 20 yards toward the entrance. I guess we're not talking about Rodney King taking off down a residential street 100 miles an hour. He went 10 to 20 yards, which for those unfamiliar with math is like 30 feet. He went 30 feet. At one point, an officer attached himself to the side of Scheffler's car. I don't know how that happened. And it was like Spider-Man or what. Scheffler stopped his car as he turned into the entrance of Valhalla Golf Club. After about 20 to 30 seconds, Scheffler rolled down his window to talk to the officer. Apparently, the officer was not dressed in like a normal police uniform. He was wearing some sort of jacket, so he looked like just a security guy. The officer grabbed Scheffler's arm to pull him out of the vehicle. He then reached inside the vehicle to open the door, and once Scheffler was pulled out, he was pushed against the car and placed in handcuffs. The reporter was standing at the entrance when Scheffler was detained. Darlington, the reporter, said Scheffler turned to him and said, "Can you help?" According to Darlington, an officer instructed him to back away. "You need to get out of the way," the officer told Darlington right now. "He's going to jail, and there's nothing you can do about it." Okay, so why am I bringing up this story, besides the fact that it's absurd news? Okay, so let me begin with this. A point that I have frequently made on the program is that when a bad situation happens between a cop and a purported perpetrator, when that sort of stuff happens, everybody immediately rushes to ascribe motivations to the officer other than the officer is being a jack. Sometimes officers are just being jack. Now, it appears, from this particular account, what you have here is an overzealous officer who got real excited about his job. We are talking here about the leading golfer in the world trying to obviously get into a golf club on time so that he can go to his tee time. And he stopped after like 10 or 20 yards. And then he was trying to talk to the officer, and the officer got overzealous, reached through the window, tried to open his door, and was pissed off at like 5 o'clock in the morning or something. And now he's going to drag this guy off to jail. Let's just point out here, Scottie Scheffler is white. If Scottie Scheffler were black, if this were Tiger Woods, for example, we would get a 3-year news cycle on why the police are racist, are systemically racist. That's what we would get here. But Scottie Scheffler is white, so we can clearly see that the officer is doing this because the officer is overzealous. The broader point is this. The media always rush to make incidents when there are people of different races about the race. Sometimes it's just people being overzealous, and that's something that we ought to keep under consideration. In other dumb sporting news, we talked yesterday about the Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker, who made the criminal mistake of going to speak at a Catholic university and saying Catholic things. Well, the media blowback has not yet stopped. Rich Eisen, formerly of ESPN, he called this totally outrageous to say Catholic things at a Catholic university. How dare he?
You're great at so many things, and the idea that somebody like you could be sitting in a commencement ceremony, or our daughter could be sitting there, and somebody gets up and says that sort of thing to somebody like yourself or your daughter, it's just outrageous. It's completely outrageous. For those who basically are saying, you know, he has his right to say, of course he has his right to say whatever he wants to say. And that, you know, that might be his belief system. But to say that people who are about to receive their diplomas are being lied to diabolically because they are being told that some title that awaits them through their hard work isn't as rewarding as sitting at home and being a mother or being a homemaker.
Well, that's not what he said. What he said in not sitting at home. I love the idea, by the way, that wives who are at home with the kids and taking care of the home, that they're sitting at home. Honest to God, have you ever met a homemaker? I mean, my wife's a doctor. She currently is not practicing because she's still taking care of the new baby and our 3 other children. There is a lot going on in our house. And I will venture to say that she works harder taking care of our kids and doing work in the community than she did as a doctor sometimes. Again, would Rich Eisen ever, this league, the NFL, will look the other way at people who play for the Kansas City Chiefs who strangled their pregnant girlfriend. That is less controversial than what Harrison Butker said, according to people like Rich Eisen. Meanwhile, the ladies of The View were also fighting mad at Harrison Butker.
What this man is doing is not just a devout Catholic. This is someone who's practicing something called the traditional Latin Mass.
Yes.
Which is divergent from the majority of Catholics. It's compared to being cult-like and extremist like some religions in the Middle East and Asia. So this is a very extreme religion. And what bothers me about that as a Christian is that when people abuse Christianity, they often not only cherry-pick from the Bible, they misinterpret and lie by omission, by taking out parts that would have explained something a little better. So what I can say to him as a Christian is if you're using this to oppress the people or hold them down, you're not walking with Jesus. If you are using the religion, if you are more obsessed with the religious rituals and practices than you are with the word of Jesus, you're not walking with Jesus. And if you're using it for the judgment of others and as a weapon to beat people down, you're also not walking with Jesus. So I would really encourage him to find the best parts of faith and not diverge into extremist
beliefs.
Okay, there's so many insane things about what this lady just said. Seriously. Okay, so first of all, I would love to hear the part of the New Testament where it says that the main priority for women should be to be in the workplace. Does she have a quote there? Like anything? How about the part that's pro-transgenderism or LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign relationships? Like, can she name a verse? And when she claims that she's walking with Jesus by rejecting what Harrison Butker said, I'd love to see the part where Jesus said things that contradict what Harrison Butker said. I would love to see that because from my read of the New Testament, as somebody who does not have a dog in intersectional fights, that's not what Jesus said or anything remotely close to it. By the way, as far as the Latin Mass, I have a bunch of friends who still practice the Latin Mass. There's nothing wrong with practicing the Latin Mass. The idea that some sort of extremist, it's literally what the Catholic Church did for 2,000 years until fairly recently. And there are many Catholics who still do it. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's totally fine. Not only is it fine, it was, again, common practice. The outsized outrage for this is, it's truly extraordinary. You want to Bud Light yourself? Do exactly what the NFL and its supposed allies are doing right now. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Well, it could be weeks before some people in the Houston area have electricity after deadly storms tore through the area. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire says at least four people died in the storms that swept through Harris County, which includes Houston. They blew out windows on some downtown high-rises and flipped vehicles, leaving nearly 1 million homes and businesses without electricity. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says some people may not have power for weeks.
If you are tied into the transmission lines that fell, those huge towers, we've seen them piled down, imagine 10 of them in a couple different places in the county. That can take weeks to restore.
Hidalgo says crews are trying to determine the extent of damage. I'm Mike Hempen.
The world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, was able to tee off in round two at the PGA Championship after being detained by police in Louisville.
Does.
ESPN reporter Jeff Darlington captured video as the number one player was led away in handcuffs.
Right now, he's going to jail.
In a statement released as he was warming up at Valhalla, Scheffler said he never intended to disregard instructions by police officers as he drove past a tragic accident that had occurred earlier. His attorney described the event as a misunderstanding. Doug Ferguson has more.
I mean, in a span of 3 hours, he was in gym shorts on his way to the golf course. He was photographed in an orange jail suit. He was booked on various charges of second-degree assault of a police officer and third-degree misdemeanor criminal mischief. By 9:12 a.m., he was dressed in golf clothes trying to get ready to play his round. It's a morning unlike anything I've ever seen in 30 years.
Hunter Biden asking the judge overseeing his tax case in California to delay the trial. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
One out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-349-8877. That's 800-349-8877. 800-349-8877.
Bike shops around the country are experiencing a bumpy ride.
For U.S. bicycle shops, the past few years have brought numerous challenges. Early in the pandemic, a surge of interest in cycling pushed sales up 64% to $5.4 billion in 2020. The boom didn't last. Hobbled by pandemic-related supply chain issues, the shops sold all their bikes and had trouble restocking. Now, inventory has caught up, but fewer people need new bikes, so bicycle makers have been slashing prices to clear out the excess. It all adds up to a tough environment for retailers, but there are a few bright spots like gravel and e-bikes. National retailers such as REI and Shields are stabilizing faster than independent bike stores, said Matt Tucker, Director of Client Development for Sakana Sports Equipment Business. May Anderson, New York.
Former OpenAI leader who resigned from the company says the product's safety has taken a backseat to shiny products at the influential artificial intelligence company. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, police have ended their investigation into the suicide of a Boeing whistleblower.
A former Boeing manager who raised safety questions about the aircraft maker and was found dead after several days of depositions in South Carolina took his own life, police said Friday. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead March 9th. Barnett was a longtime Boeing employee and worked as a quality control manager before he retired in 2017. In the years after that, he shared his concerns with journalists. Barnett said he saw discarded metal shavings near wiring for the flight controls that could have cut the wiring and caused a catastrophe. He also noted problems with up to a quarter of the oxygen systems on Boeing's 787 planes. I'm Bill Alexander.
IDF says three bodies of hostages killed in the October 7th attack by terror group Hamas have been recovered. Israel's chief military spokesperson identified the hostages as people who were killed at the Nova Music Festival. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So I suppose the new rule in the NFL is that if you kneel for the national anthem and a national controversy then engulfs you, you get $1 million contracts from Nike, and the NFL definitely attempts for years on end to get you back into the league, despite the fact that you stink so much that you were benched for the immortal Blaine Gabbert. That, of course, is the story of Colin Kaepernick, who became rich, even richer than he was, and more famous than he was after going to the Super Bowl because he knelt for the national anthem. And despite all of the attempts to paint Colin Kaepernick as a victim, precisely the opposite is true. Colin Kaepernick was touted as a hero by large swaths in the mainstream media. He was put on the cover of magazines because he was kneeling for the national anthem, supposedly because black Americans like Colin Kaepernick, raised in a white household that adopted him, were victims of the white supremacist system. Now, fast forward a few years, and the hot controversy of the day in the NFL is a kicker by the name of Harrison Butker. He is a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, and there are now calls for him to be removed from the Chiefs roster for the upcoming NFL season from some radical left fans and their allies. Why? Well, because he is a Catholic, and he gave a 20-minute commencement speech at Benedictine College, which is Catholic, in which he talked about Catholicism. That's all this is. And he said things that are very traditional in terms of men, in terms of women, in terms of Catholic theology. And this is apparently absolutely outrageous. So what did Harrison Butker say that was so wildly offensive that people now know his name? And he's a kicker. Nobody knew his name 5 seconds ago. It's not like Kaepernick, who was very famous. Harrison Butker, unless you were a big fan of football, you really had no idea who this dude is until 5 minutes ago. But now he's become a national name because the media have decided he is the root of all evil. Why? Because he's just saying the same stuff that Catholics have been saying for legitimately 2,000 years. And he said it at a Catholic college. So let's go to what Harrison Butker said that has now led all of this off. Because, again, this is indicative. This controversy is indicative of the real social issues gap lying between left and right that is undergirding so much of our ugly politics these days. You have a left that has embraced transgenderism as an absolute virtue and a right that is saying things like, hey, men and women exist and are different, and that is apparently a really bad thing. You know, when Joe Biden wonders why it is that the Rust Belt has turned against him, why it is that rural Americans don't like Joe Biden, it actually has less to do with economics than it does with cultural politics. Because let's be real about this. What Harrison Butker says here is believed and is agreed with by a huge swath of Americans, Catholic and non-Catholic alike. So here's Harrison Butker, again, speaking as a Catholic at a Catholic college, Benedictine College, about masculinity.
It is only in the past few years that I have grown encouraged to speak more boldly and directly because, as I mentioned earlier, I have leaned into my vocation as a husband and father and as a man. To the gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. You might have a talent that you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, maybe you should lean into that over something that you might think suits you better.
If 5 seconds ago, this was wildly uncontroversial. Now, of course, you suggest that men have something special to present to the world is considered controversial. And this was contrasted with his statements about being feminine and what he says about female choices. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First.
Hey, everyone. This is Daily Wire Editor-in-Chief John Bickley with Georgia Howe.
We co-host Morning Wire, the daily news podcast created to bring more balance to the national conversation.
We give you the news you need to know in 15 minutes or less without the mainstream spin.
Join us and get the facts first with a new episode every morning.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Daily Wire Plus, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here is what he had to say against the very traditional, and, you know, I agree with it. Here he is talking about the role of females in society at large and what brings female happiness.
Because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
Why in the world is that controversial? Why in the world? He's not saying don't have a career. He's saying the most important thing you will do in your life is be a wife and be a mom, if you're a woman. By the way, the most important thing that I do in my life is be a father and a provider and a protector to my family. This was, again, in no way controversial 5 seconds ago, but it was this particular statement that led to 1,000 think pieces about how terrible all of this is. How dare he suggest that perhaps women find fulfillment in being married and having children? Okay, I can testify to this in my own life. My wife, of course, very famously a doctor, went to UCLA Medical School, brilliant woman. Also, the place where she easily finds the most fulfillment, and she'll tell you this, bar none, without a doubt, being a mom, being a wife. Those are the places where she finds the most fulfillment, without a doubt. And again, the lie that women can forego being a wife and a mother and find the same levels of happiness on a general level. Again, not true for every individual, but on a general level, the idea that women should forego the great joy of life in being a wife and being a mom. By the way, the parallel lie for men is that they should forego the great joy in life of being a father and a husband and a protector and a provider. Those lies have led to the dissolution of society. And when he speaks movingly about his wife, here are your choices, okay? Your choices are Harrison Butker, who speaks movingly about meeting his wife, marrying her, about having kids with her. And that's one choice. And the other choice is half the rest of the NFL who are knocking up women and abandoning their children. The NFL has nothing to say about that. Nothing. The NFL is completely silent about players like Antonio Cromartie, who has fathered half the country at this point. That's apparently totally, there's no comment necessary there. The NFL never has comment when players are arrested for a variety of crimes, including crimes against women. But if Harrison Butker says this thing, the NFL comes out and condemns him. So the NFL put out a statement saying, quote, Harrison Butker gave a speech in his personal capacity. His views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger. What exactly? Have they ever issued a statement like this before? I don't recall a lot of statements from the NFL about this sort of stuff. Now, the other thing that he said that, of course, is very controversial is he suggested that there is a sin, and it is called pride. And that sin that is called pride is connected, in fact, with Pride Month. That if you are proud of things that Catholicism, Christianity, Judaism, virtually every major religion considers sinful, if you're proud of that, that is not, in fact, a good thing. And this, of course, is offensive to the social left. He wasn't supposed to say anything remotely like that. So, in the middle of the speech, he said, quote, Benedictine has gone from just another liberal arts school with nothing to set it apart to a thriving beacon of light. I'm certain the reporters at the AP could not have imagined that their attempt to rebuke and embarrass places and people like those here at Benedictine wouldn't be met with anger, but instead met with excitement and pride, not the deadly sin sort of pride that has an entire month dedicated to it, but the true God-centered pride that is cooperating with the Holy Ghost to glorify him. Again, this is just classic Catholic theology at a Catholic university. And yet apparently, again, there is a religion. The religion of secularism is incredibly strong and incredibly virile and is absolutely willing to stomp on anyone who gets in his way. And of course, Harrison Butker, he had the gall, the temerity to point out that top-level politicians in the United States, including the President of the United States, call themselves Catholic while constantly contravening Catholic doctrine. But again, I don't understand why even this is controversial. I say all the time on this show with regard to Judaism, Judaism has certain precepts. There are very public people who proclaim that they are Jewish only to attack Judaism or Jews, people like Bernie Sanders. That is certainly true about Catholics as well. When it comes to Joe Biden proclaiming his ardent Catholicism at the same time that he backs every single doctrine that runs directly in the face of Catholicism. I mean, that doesn't seem like amazing Catholic behavior to me. So a Catholic pointing that out at a Catholic college, why is that even controversial? I am confused. Here is Harrison Butker.
Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it. These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
100% correct. So, of course, the entire social left comes out for Harrison Butker's dismissal. Lisa Guerrera, former NFL sideline reporter, now an investigative journalist for Inside Edition, tweeted, Hey, NFL, if you want to continue to grow your female fan base and any other marginalized group, straight white men are already watching your product, come get your boy. Now, I should point out at this point, again, Harrison Butker was saying this at a graduation at a Catholic college. Another differentiating point from Colin Kaepernick, who literally hijacked TV broadcasts of the NFL in order to politically protest the American flag. So even if you were going to call for consequences on Kaepernick, from the NFL, he was doing it on the NFL field before the game as part of the actual NFL broadcast. Harrison Butker said a thing far away from the NFL field at a Catholic college as a Catholic, and people are still calling for him to be punished by the NFL. If we're going to start getting into off-field activities not punished by the NFL, that's a long list, as it turns out. Filmmaker Michael McWhorter, who has about 6 million TikTok followers, said, quote, There's nothing wrong with his wife being a homemaker. Homemakers are wonderful. That's not the point. The point is he seems to be acting as if you should be ashamed if you don't want to be a homemaker. Or, quote, I don't know what you really want to do is stay home and have babies. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying that you should be ashamed not to be a homemaker. He is saying that the most fulfilling thing a woman will do in her life, typically speaking, is be a wife and be a mother. I don't even understand why that is. Again, these things are not controversial in a healthy functioning society. The most fulfilling thing I do in my life as a relatively famous person who speaks every day on things that matter to me, that pales in comparison in my roles to my roles as a father and as a husband. It is not close, and that's true for every functioning human being, or should be true for every functioning human being. And a society that has decided to dismiss all of that is a society that is bound to fail. That's why these things matter. The reason these things matter is because there is a part of society that is suggesting the converse of what Harrison Butker is saying. Not that he's making a point that I disagree with for myself, but in general it would be good for society to have more functioning families. Not that there are social duties that we owe to one another and moral standards we ought to uphold. No, it's that Harrison Butker is so bad he must be punished for all of this. And again, this is running up directly against a social left, which is dominant in the media and now in politics as well. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Question. Harrison Butker is the source of all sorts of consternation today. Why is that so much more controversial than, you know, the federal government trying to mandate transgender policy? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So apparently a Catholic kicker speaking at a Catholic university is really controversial The federal government cramming down transgender rulings that obliterate gender entirely? Non-controversial. How it's more controversial, for example, for Harrison Butker to say all of this stuff than it is for example, the Biden administration to intensify regulations on Title IX that now mandate the use of female bathrooms by boys. One of these is a speech saying Catholic things at a Catholic university. The other is the president of the United States, a purported Catholic, pressing forward regulations that mandate the obliteration of gender in the United States. The new federal rules, according to ABC News, officially add, quote, gender identity to the list of protections from sex-based discrimination for the first time. Title IX prohibits discrimination based on sex at any institution that receives federal funding. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona put out an announcement saying, quote, for more than 50 years, Title IX has promised an equal opportunity to learn and thrive in our nation's schools, free from sex discrimination. These final regulations build on the legacy of Title IX by clarifying all our nation's students can access schools that are safe, welcoming, and respect their rights. Schools could violate Title X if a transgender person is not allowed to use the bathroom aligned with their gender identity or if they are not referred to by their chosen pronoun. Do you understand what that means? That means that any school that is bound by Title IX, if a boy comes into the classroom and says, I am a girl, the school is now bound by federal law to treat that boy as though he is a girl. And somehow that is less controversial to our mainstream media than the idea that, you know, the most important role you're going to play in your wife in your life as a wife, as a mother, if you're a woman, as a father and as a husband, as a protector, as a provider, if you're a man. That's the fundamental underlying cultural conflict in the country. It is not about economics. And there's been this attempt to suggest that what the real battle is, it's an economic problem. That's a really Marxist materialist way of looking at how people make decisions in their voting lives and in their politics. The real answer to why you've got this huge yawning gap that has emerged in the United States is a culture gap. Is a culture gap between the values of San Francisco and New York, culturally speaking, and the values of like Youngstown, Ohio. That is the massive culture gap. It is a massive culture gap between people who believe, generally speaking, like Harrison Butker, and people who generally believe, like Joe Biden's minions. That is the yawning culture gap. And guess what? Joe Biden is in the minority on these positions. It turns out that most Americans don't really care what you do in the privacy of your own home. At least they don't want the government involved in that sort of stuff. With that said, they still do believe in the fundamental building blocks of a healthy society. I mean, Xavier Becerra, who's the Health and Human Services Secretary, he literally came out yesterday and said that the federal government would withhold funding from any religious institution that doesn't do sex change operations on kids. How is that somehow in our society less controversial than Harrison Butker saying things that are just in line with traditional biblical values?
You put out this guidance and doctors do need to know.
Yes.
What are you going to do if they refuse to provide this care?
A doctor, if that doctor has religious objections, that doctor, under these rules, is not required to offer
the
care.
Okay, so you're committing here today that you will not withhold federal funding.
Doctors don't get federal funding, ma'am.
But the hospitals do.
Don't confuse the two.
Okay.
A doctor is not a hospital.
But the doctors are working in these hospitals. Are you going to say today, are you committing that you will not withhold federal funding from those healthcare facilities?
If a healthcare facility is violating the law and not providing the service they're required to,
we
they are not entitled
to
the resources.
So any hospital, a Catholic hospital, for example, that says we are not going to trans the children, that hospital now is at risk of losing any federal funding at all, which is insane. That is the yawning cultural gap. That is the thing that's the single most important quote of the last 30 years in American politics is the Barack Obama 2008 quote that the people of the United States who were not voting for him were clinging to God and guns and religion. This is what Democrats, top level Democrats, elite Democrats believe. It's the same thing that Nancy Pelosi said the other day at Oxford Union when she suggested that she has all the proper policy prescriptions, but they're being impeded by all these weird people who believe in things like God, which is an amazing thing for a supposedly religious Catholic like Nancy Pelosi, who clearly is not particularly religious considering she backs every violation of Catholic doctrine you can find, to say. That's an amazing thing to say. So good for Harrison Butker. And again, the controversy surrounding Harrison Butker is just a beautiful example of the culture gap that has emerged in our society. Because it used to be even when I was growing up, this stuff was uncontroversial, wildly uncontroversial. It is not a contradiction to say that a woman should have every ability and right to work if she wants to work in any job for which she is qualified. And also the most fulfilling thing she's going to do in life is be a wife and be a mom. Those are not contradictory at all. And it is not contradictory at all to suggest that America ought to be a tolerant and diverse country that retains moral standards with regard to personal conduct, because that is important to a functioning society. I mean, honestly, Harrison Butker versus Colin Kaepernick is a pretty good indicator of right versus left in the country right now. I think more people agree with Harrison Butker than agree with Colin Kaepernick. Alrighty, coming up, the left can only succeed if it changes the definition of words. Well, that's the new one is beauty, I suppose. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Hire Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
/learn.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left has spent the last few decades meticulously changing the nature of definitions of words. In order to sell all this stuff, what you have to do is you have to start changing the definition of words, which is what the left has been doing literally my entire lifetime. They take words and then they just gut the words and wear the words around like Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs. And they do this with institutions all the time. So they'll use the institution of science. They'll rip out its guts. They'll say that we no longer need falsifiability or scientific evidence. We'll just say a thing, pretend it's ta science, and then you have to believe it. You've seen them do this with the term marriage. Marriage used to mean a thing. It used to mean man, woman, producing children was the goal. It meant that thing for literally thousands of years. And then the left gutted it. So now it means any group of people who quote unquote love each other. No boundaries whatsoever. Hey, that is a fundamental gutting of the term marriage. You want to call it something else, call it something else. But it is a gutting of the term marriage and then a hijacking of it. And now you see that with beauty. So my friend Jordan Peterson once got himself banned from Twitter under the old regime of Jack Dorsey for mentioning that gutting the term beauty is a bad thing. That when we have conversations with one another, we generally know what we mean when we use particular words. And when it comes to things like human beauty, they're actually fairly objective metrics of what people think is a beautiful face. It tends to be symmetrical faces with certain kinds of features. But the left has decided, like everything else, to gut the term beauty. So this is what they are doing at Sports Illustrated. So Sports Illustrated has decided that the swimsuit edition, again, not something that I care for. I was a Sports Illustrated subscriber from probably the time I was 10 to maybe the time I was, in my mid-20s, maybe. And I ended up canceling my subscription specifically because they put Caitlyn Jenner on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And I was like, what the hell does this have to do with sports? Bruce Jenner has not been relevant in sports since literally before I was born. I've told that story before. But even when I was a subscriber of Sports Illustrated, I was one of the guys who actually called up Sports Illustrated and said, I don't want the swimsuit edition. Please send me an extra, just add on to the length of my subscription so I get an actual sports magazine. But the swimsuit edition was always the supposed apotheosis of female beauty. It was always beautiful women in bathing suits or body paint. Right? That's always what it was. And then over the past few years, as part of the attempt to gut words of all meaning, Sports Illustrated has decided they're going to now trot out a bunch of people who are not only not beautiful, some of them are not even women. So in 2021, Sports Illustrated decided that what randy dudes who wanted the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, because it ain't for the ladies, what those randy dudes really wanted was a dude carved up to look like a lady. So they featured a transgender person named Lena Bloom. Because that's what dudes are looking for. Then, in 2022, they featured an overweight model named Yumi Nu. A large-bodied person. Because that, again, is what dudes are looking for. Then, in 2023, they featured Kim Petras, another man who has been treated surgically to look more female. Stereotypically female. And now, they're featuring Gail King on the cover of Swimsuit Sports Illustrated. I can't imagine why this company went bankrupt. It makes no sense to me. Gail King is 69 years old. Now, I suppose that as an aging brand, they're looking for that AARP membership or something. They just want the crossover with the AARP magazine. But, of course, this has nothing to do with the standards of beauty. She can be beautiful for a 69-year-old and also not be objectively beautiful in the sense that you would want to see her on the cover of a swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated. Again, I don't have a dog in the swimsuit edition fight. I do have a dog in the redefinition of words fight. I do have a dog in the you don't get to redefine words to mean things they clearly don't mean and then yell at people when they point it out, which is the game that the left is playing. In the same way that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi declared themselves Catholic while completely destroying every aspect of Catholicism, Sports Illustrated is now declaring people beautiful while completely ignoring the definition, classically, of beauty. Here is Gayle King talking about the importance of her Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot here.
I never in a million years thought I would be standing here in a bathing suit for Sports
Illustrated. Well, yeah, not anyone else, yeah.
Which says to me that sometimes people can dream, God can dream, the universe can dream.
The universe can't dream. It's not sentient.
Never think for yourself. I would have never thought this was possible.
Right, because it's stupid.
Nowhere on my bucket.
Right, because it's dumb.
So I'm thinking maybe it was a dream that I didn't even know I wanted.
Right, because it's stupid.
I want it bad.
Oh. Oh. To the metal. To the metal.
Your grandmother's next. Get ready. This is the culture that we have created for ourselves. And it does, in fact, make a difference. Why Joe Biden, why the Democratic Party are steering directly into a culture war that they are going to lose is absolutely beyond me. The media seem to be of the opinion that if they play the diversity and inclusion game, that if they just pretend that everyone is equally beautiful and equally female, apparently, that somehow they will broaden their audience. What they're actually doing is narrowing their audience because no one believes this stuff. I understand the virtue signaling. I understand that we now live in a universe in which skin in the game presenting your own fealty to bad ideas is absolutely mandatory. You will be forced to embrace the most extreme aspects of your own ideology. And the more enthusiasm you show for that ideology, the more you will be rewarded by the people who adhere to it. Right? This is why you see students on college campuses embracing Hamas. Because you have to embrace the most crazy manifestation of the thing you are arguing for in order to demonstrate fealty to the ideology. The left is going to do this with everything. You want to demonstrate that you are tolerant and diverse? You have to say that Gayle King is a beautiful young woman like Brooklyn Decker or something. You have to say that Kim Petras, a dude, is actually a beautiful young woman, and you have to be a sexist male who hates women in order to not want to have sex with that dude. That is what the left will mandate at this point. It's crazy. It's not good politics. But it is something that is being pursued at the top levels of our elite media institutions, our universities, and, of course, in politics as well. Which brings us to the 2024 presidential race. So, Joe Biden's campaign spokesperson says they're ready to debate. The debate is ready. We talked about this yesterday. Joe Biden put out a video that had to be cut 5 times in 14 seconds to say 51 words in which he challenged Donald Trump to a debate. So here was the Biden campaign spokesman, Michael Tyler, saying we're ready to debate in June.
Don't have anything to read you out on insofar as any prep. I can say right now that we are ready to debate in June. We are ready to debate in September because the American people deserve to see this. So we are ready to go. We're waiting for proposals, and we will accept them when we have some that fit what we have laid out this morning.
Okay, so one of the things that Joe Biden did here is effectively rig the process. Hey, let's be real about how all of this came about. Joe Biden issued the challenge within like 2 hours. The dates of the debate, the networks upon which they would appear, and the anchors had been named. That doesn't happen over, like, that's not how debates are organized, typically speaking. Presidential debates typically take months to negotiate. All the conditions have to be agreed upon by both parties via the Presidential Debate Commission. So they just killed the Presidential Debate Commission. Remember, these are the people who love norms. They love norms. They would never violate norms. If Donald Trump had killed the Presidential Debate Commission, then he would have been a norm violator. But no. Joe Biden did, and it's totally fine. According to Politico, for the president's team, much of the decision stemmed from frustration over how the CPD handled the debates in 2020. In the campaign's letter to the commission Monday, Jen O'Malley-Dillon ticked off a number of complaints about its approach, that the scheduled debates would take place too late in the process after early voting is already underway in many states, that its model is antiquated and geared toward huge spectacles rather than good debates, and that the commission was unable or unwilling to enforce the rules during those 2020 debates. So they didn't want to go to a college campus in a random state chosen by the commission. They really, really didn't want the live audience. That was the biggest thing. They really, really did not want the live audience. Also, O'Malley-Dillon was whining that the commission failed to enforce the rules in 2020. because Trump flouted his requirements about being tested for COVID or some such nonsense. The real answer here is the reason that they're getting rid of the commission is because Joe Biden does not want RFK Jr. on the stage. That is the real reason that he's doing this. So a few things are happening here. One, Joe Biden pre-rigged this process. He obviously coordinated with CNN. CNN's moderators here are going to be Jake Tapper as well as Dana Bash. Right? Both of them are oriented toward Biden. Right? The amount of scorn that, Tapper and Bash have for Donald Trump is obvious. It is clear. It is not, there's really no question as to who they're going to vote for in the upcoming election. That's not a rip on them. That's just a reality. These are both anchors who very much are in Joe Biden's political corner on a personal level. They will say that's just because objectivity requires they be in Joe Biden's corner, but they are, in fact, on the political left. I mean, there's just no question. I'm honest about my own biases, and it irritates me when people are not honest about their own biases. These are both anchors who are going to vote for Joe Biden in the upcoming election. And again, this agreement happened really, really quick. Like, Joe Biden announced it. Trump said, okay, and boom, it was ready, which means this was pre-organized. As even Brian Stelter was pointing out, Playbook was pointing this out as well, that this was essentially pre-planned. Again, the idea that they randomly just announced a debate and magically it was ready to go is totally insane. That obviously is completely and utterly untrue, which means that it's effectively rigged. Right? They went right around the presidential commissions and all the networks were ready to play ball. Meanwhile, ABC News's anchors are going to be David Muir and Lindsay Davis. So Donald Trump has now signed on to debates in which all four anchors are oriented toward the Democrats. Then, the minute that Donald Trump said, hey, I also accept a debate in October at Fox News with the anchors Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, Joe Biden pushed back and said, why are you trying to game? Why are you trying to game us? Why are you trying to rig this? Now, the projection is just so obvious. So you rig the setup for these two debates, like no live crowd, which obviously helps helps Biden. Live crowd helps Trump because Trump plays to crowd. Trump is, in fact, a comedian. Without a live crowd, his act doesn't work the same way. But the reality here is that the Biden campaign rigged this in advance with other parties. That's what they did. And then the minute that Donald Trump kicked back and said, hey, why don't we do a third debate in October on Fox, you know, a venue that is generally friendlier to Donald Trump, then they're like, nah, no more chaos, no more debate about debates, said Biden campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon. Okay, like, you never debated. You literally just set the terms. And because Donald Trump had been hectoring Biden to debate, he accepted right away. Now, I will say that Trump's response here is politically not smart. So Donald Trump put up a statement on Truth Social saying, quote, it is my great honor to accept the CNN debate against crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States and a true threat to our democracy on June 27th. Likewise, I accept the ABC News debate against crooked Joe on September 10th. Thank you, DJT. Okay, so he also made a statement on Truth Social suggesting that Joe Biden was an awful debater. Okay, this is not the way that you do this. The reason you don't do it this way is because if you set the expectations low, it is very easy for those expectations to be surpassed. What Trump should be saying right now, and I would hope he would, is Joe Biden is in fact the president of the United States. I expect him to be a formidable debater, and I also expect to hold him accountable for his terrible record. That would be the way to do this because that sets expectations above breathing. Right now, the expectation, this happens with Joe Biden every single time. He's got the same expectations that I have for like my 11-month-old son. He can barely crawl. He drools a lot and he's alive and poops his diaper. Those are the expectations for Joe Biden. So if he doesn't do like one of those things, if he walks instead of crawls, if he drools only a little bit instead of a lot, if he continues to, if he craps his diaper only once or twice on stage and inaudibly, then he'll be totally fine. Setting the expectations too low is a dangerous game. We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, can your savings weather another economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash, as it did in 2008. A famous example of somebody who did not diversify was Bernie Ebbers, the former CEO of WorldCom in the late 90s and early 2000s. When the telecom industry faced a downturn, WorldCom's financial instability was exposed. The company had not diversified their investments. They had not created a buffer against sector-specific downturns. Things did not go well at WorldCom. Don't be like Bernie. During times of economic uncertainty or market volatility, investors tend to flock to gold as a safe haven asset. Its value tends to increase during turbulent times, providing that buffer against market downturns. This is why people are turning to gold right now. It's why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Birch Gold understands that navigating financial decisions can be daunting. That's why their dedicated in-house IRA department is there to guide you every step of the way. Birch Gold is committed to addressing your questions and concerns promptly. Their team is always ready to provide answers and clarity. Whether it's about fees, taxes on rollovers, or the timing of the process, they're here to ensure you feel valued and well-informed. Text Ben to 989898. Talk to one of Birch Gold's experts and claim your free info kit on gold. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. The best part is, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Ben to 989898. That's Ben to 989898. All right, coming up, what's the big reason Joe Biden decided to end around the Commission on Presidential Debates? Well, the answer has something to do with RFK Jr. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at Foul Play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken. Wear your Western duds and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Well, back is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden has decided to murder the Commission on Presidential Debates. They took it out back and shot it. But why did he do that? The answer is RFK Jr. Now, again, one of the big problems here for Joe Biden, the reason that he decided to avoid the Presidential Debate Commission and basically kill it outright, is because he didn't want them mandating that RFK Jr. be on the stage. The reality is that RFK Jr. provides an alternative to Joe Biden. I know there's been a lot of controversy over whether RFK Jr. is going to draw votes from the Trump camp. The answer is he probably will not. The reason that he probably will not, he's overtly pro-choice all the way up to birth. That is a non-starter for a huge number of Republicans. In the past, he's had a mixed record on things like gun control, obviously. When it comes to social policy, RFK Jr. is a mixed bag. When it comes to tax policy, he's a mixed bag. When it comes to foreign policy, he tends to fall on the more isolationist side of the scale. And he's not a peace through strength guy in the same way that Donald Trump has historically been. There are a lot of distinctions between Donald Trump and RFK Jr., which, of course, I mean, listen, cards on the table. I've been obvious about this. I support Donald Trump for the presidency. I've had RFK Jr. on the Sunday special. I think he's a super nice guy. I think he's a really interesting person. He's going to draw from Democrats. He's going to draw from Democrats because Joe Biden is a terrible president. And any alternative to Joe Biden who is not named Donald Trump gives Biden voters an off-ramp to feel like they can vote against Biden without voting for the guy they despise most in Donald Trump, which is why Joe Biden needs to minimize RFK Jr.'s presence in the race. RFK Jr. came out. He said, like, guys, why am I excluded from this? He says Presidents Trump and Biden are colluding to lock America into a head-to-head matchup that 70% say they do not want. They're trying to exclude me from their debate because they're afraid I would win. Keeping viable candidates off the debate stage undermines democracy. 43% of Americans identify as independents. If Americans are ever going to escape the hammer lock of the two-party system, now is the time to do it. These are the two most unpopular candidates in living memory. By excluding me from the stage, Presidents Biden and Trump seek to avoid discussion of their 8 years of mutual failure, including deficits, wars, lockdowns, chronic disease, and inflation. Okay, so RFK Jr. is perceived by both sides as a threat. The reality is that he really is only a threat to Biden. Because, again, Donald Trump supporters are enthusiastic to vote for Trump. Biden supporters are enthusiastic to vote against Donald Trump, but not for Joe Biden. So if there's a third way, they might take it. That's what the polling is showing right now. Trump, for his part, says crooked Joe Biden does not want RFK Jr. in the debates because Jr. is far left of him, and they would be debating over the same territory, like ridiculous open borders and the Green New Scam, both of which are killing our country. He's also sharper and far more intelligent than Joe, all making for a bad combination of ingredients. I don't care if Junios joins the debate, but right now his polling numbers are very low. He's not properly qualified in the states. He seems to be on a downward path. Junior needs more than his name to get on the stage. Now, frankly, I think that Donald Trump should encourage RFK Jr. to be on stage. Just tactically speaking, I think that it is better for Trump to have Kennedy on the stage providing a contrast to Biden than not to have him on the stage at all. In a binary, Joe Biden's entire strategy in this debate is binary choice between me and Trump. Look at the wild orange Hulk over here. That's literally his strategy. His strategy is going to be to point to Donald Trump and go, that's democracy, January, election denial. And then he's going to wait for Trump to say, it's so true. Everything's terrible. We won the election in January. That's the debate that Joe Biden desperately wants. Now, there are two ways out of that for Donald Trump. Way number one is for Donald Trump to be disciplined. Now, people forget this, but in the last couple of debates against Joe Biden, he was significantly more disciplined than he was in the first debate. Donald Trump's debate needs to be, we can always talk about January 6th, happy to talk about it, but he's a terrible president. Everyone knows it. He's terrible. Nothing is better than when I left office. That is, if he runs a disciplined debate, he'll destroy Biden. He'll destroy him. And he needs to let Biden talk. He shouldn't try to interrupt Biden. Biden cannot hold it together for longer than 30 seconds. You're going to get a lot of Joe Biden saying, I want to talk about that, but I guess I'll get to that. My time's expired. Oh, okay. Just let Joe Biden be Joe Biden would be the recommendation of Trump. That's path number one. Path number two, which is helpful to Donald Trump, is get RFK Jr. on the stage. RFK Jr. will attack Joe Biden with alacrity from the center. And the number of votes that drop off from Trump to RFK Jr. is going to be a lot lower than the number of votes that drop off from Joe Biden to RFK Jr. For sure. I mean, by the way, I see this all the time in sort of the liberal Jewish community. Obviously, pretty clear. I'm in the Jewish community. I'm very, very Jewish. And many of the people that I know who are liberal Jews are still, for reasons that I find non-compelling, resistant to Donald Trump, but they really don't want to vote for Biden. And so what I've been telling them is, okay, stay home or vote for RFK. RFK is very pro-Israel. If that's your issue and you care that much about it, do not give your vote. There's a reason Biden wants RFK Jr. off the stage. I would suggest that that's actually the number one reason why he's avoiding the Presidential Debate Commission. And let's be real about this. RFK Jr. is, by the polling data, polling better than any third party candidate since Ross Perot in 1996. The latest Fox News poll has him at 11% nationally, compared to 43 for Trump and 40 for Biden. The latest INI CIPP poll has him at 12%, compared to 39 for Biden, 38 for Trump. If you go back just a couple of weeks, the CNN poll has him at 16, so does Quinnipiac. The idea that RFK Jr. should be excluded from the stage seems to me a signal error in judgment. I'm very much in favor of RFK Jr., as obviously, being on the stage to provide a contrast. And meanwhile, Democrats still, they're having a little bit of heartburn over this. Nancy Pelosi, for her part, says, I'd never recommend going on stage with Donald Trump.
I myself would never recommend going on stage with Donald Trump, but the president has decided that's what he wants to do. I think the format he is suggesting is a good one.
Okay, so, yeah, again, she likes the format, which is why Joe Biden picked to do it this way, so that he could set the format in advance. Honestly, the media are nervous about this, but they're going to try and play this as though it's an epic Biden win for even agreeing to the debate. That's what MSNBC's Nicole Wallace is doing.
Epic troll. Hi again, everybody. It's 5 o'clock in New York and what is already shaping up to be an unconventional presidential debate season. So this morning, that video was released by President Joe Biden. You can see for yourself, he came out swinging this trolling of Donald Trump, saying, here, you're free on Wednesdays. He challenged Trump to two presidential debates while teasing him a bit about his current state as a criminal defendant.
Epic troll. Epic troll. He's running for the presidency and he's losing. So good luck with your epic troll right there. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Israeli military retrieves the bodies of three hostages in Gaza.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three hostages, including German-Israeli Shani Luk. A photo of the 22-year-old woman's twisted body in the backup of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the militants' October 7th attack in southern Israel. The military identifies the bodies of the other hostages as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. A military spokesman says all three were killed by Hamas during an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Mike Hempen.
Texas officials now say seven people were killed when a powerful storm hit Houston Thursday night. Two of the deaths were linked to fallen trees. Another person died when a crane blew over. Another, while they were trying to move a downed power pole. Winds peaked at around 100 miles an hour in the city, and the mayor said glass was blown out of some downtown high-rises. More than 600,000 people remain without electricity. One official said it could be out for weeks due to all the down lines. A U.S. Navy strike group's flagship aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, has left its Japanese home port.
The carrier is wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of the USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off in speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. The place where you can do so much walking. You can walk to work, the bus stop, or the gym, where you can pretend you're walking up an endless flight of stairs. Even when you're flying somewhere, you can take a really long walk through the airport. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Tick season is ramping up.
There could be a bumper crop of ticks because of another mild winter, among other factors. Experts are mostly concerned about an increasingly common tick that's known to spread debilitating Lyme disease. Infection rates for Lyme disease start to peak this month, with symptoms setting in anywhere from 3 to 30 days after the tick bite. Ticks are found in wooded areas and in nearby grassy areas. Rich Thomason reporting.
The world's top-ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler, is on the golf course at the PGA Championship after being arrested by Louisville police. It comes as the second round of the tournament was delayed almost an hour and a half following a fatal traffic accident outside the golf club. Scheffler was not involved in that accident, but he was placed in handcuffs by police when he drove past while trying to enter the property. He's reportedly been charged with second-degree assault of a police officer, reckless driving, and some other minor offenses. More at townhall.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 40,000 for the first time, but the overall markets closed mixed on Friday. More from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 40,000 points for the first time on a mostly quiet day for Wall Street. The Dow rose 134 points. That's about 0.3%. The modest gain on Friday came a day after the Dow briefly topped 40,000 for the first time. The benchmark S&P 500, which is much more widely followed on Wall Street than the Dow is, added 0.1%. The S&P posted its fourth weekly gain in a row. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. GameStop sank about 20%, giving back more of its huge gains from early in the week. The struggling video game seller predicted a loss of up to $37 million in its latest quarter. Seth Sutel, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bardis, founder and chairman of Hire Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Today, Matt Walsh Show, mayhem breaks out during a congressional hearing. It was a wild spectacle, but most of all, extremely, extremely stupid. We'll go through it today. Also, the insane backlash continues against an NFL kicker who committed the sin of promoting marriage and family life to young women. Plus, Greg Abbott issued a pardon for a man who shot a BLM protester in self-defense. And NBC has a new documentary coming out just in time for Pride Month, all about queerness, quote unquote, in the animal kingdom. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Yesterday, the House Oversight Committee gathered for a very important hearing. Mediaite reports on the purpose of the hearing, quote, the committee met to discuss a resolution to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with the congressional subpoena. That subpoena demanded that he turn over the recorded deposition of President Joe Biden as questioned by former special counsel Robert Hur. Hur investigated Biden's retention of classified documents from his time as a senator and vice president. Ultimately, the special counsel declined to prosecute Biden, stating that a jury would likely view him as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Now, as you probably recall, Joe Biden was judged by the special counsel to be mentally unfit to stand trial for his mishandling of classified documents. The poor old man was just confused, Robert Hur determined. There was a, and there may be some merit to that excuse, maybe, because he is senile, if not for the fact that Joe Biden is also, you may have noticed, the president of the United States. And if he is not mentally competent enough to stand trial, how is he mentally competent enough to sit in the Oval Office? That's a very good question. And another question is this. Just how embarrassing and troubling was Joe Biden's performance in that deposition that it led to this conclusion? Well, as a way of getting to the bottom of that, Congress has attempted to obtain the audio recording of Biden's deposition. But the Biden administration, as you just heard, is refusing to comply with the subpoena on the grounds that they don't want Biden to look bad. Now, that's not the reason they're giving, but it is the actual reason, as we all know. And this is why the House Oversight Committee was meeting last night. Very important subject, one that requires a seriousness of mind and purpose. We could all probably agree. Unfortunately, however, in the current year, Congress happens to include some of the dumbest human beings who have ever been born on planet Earth. voters in this country have scoured the nation from sea to shining sea, looking for the most obnoxious dimwits they can find, and then they have elected those people and put them into positions of power. Now, of course, we have been electing clowns to Congress for many years, but we have now reached critical clown mass, I would say. As philosophers and scientists have long warned, when you reach critical clown mass, total dysfunction follows. And that's what we saw at this hearing on Thursday night. So let's go through this. It all began with Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who made a little dig at Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett. Here's what she said.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, I ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even you.
Okay, so that was the fuse. That was the spark in the tinderbox of stupid that was about to erupt. Marjorie Taylor Greene makes fun of Crockett's fake eyelashes. Now, you know that I am not exactly a sensitive soul when it comes to this kind of thing, or any kind of thing. I've been known to throw out insults myself on very rare occasion. It almost never happens, but on occasion I'll insult someone. And it's true that Crockett does seem to have fake eyelashes. But come on. Is a congressional hearing really a place for catty little insults like that? How does a comment about another representative's eyelashes help us obtain the recording of Joe Biden's deposition, which is supposed to be the purpose of the hearing? It does not help us. Instead, it takes things wildly off course, and that's exactly what happened. Watch.
All right, motion table. Now the chair recognizes Ms. Greene for 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's?
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
What now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I'm trying to find clarification
on what quality.
Chairman,
motion to strike
those
words.
I have no idea what you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys, earlier, literally just
oh, you just, you just voted to do it.
Y'all did it first.
You just voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look, it, calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying to get clarification.
You're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
You don't want
calm
me to
down.
Be,
no. Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk
calm
noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of control.
Because if I look, Chairman, if I come and talk about her, y'all don't have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Order. Chair now recognizes Ms. Greene for 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay, it might be hard to discern anything that's being said over noises that sound like feral cats fighting in a back alley, so please allow me to provide a brief but fully accurate and verbatim transcript of Jasmine Crockett's remarks. She said, and I quote, "Y'all want to play games with me, don't tell me to calm down. Y'all talk noise and then you can't take it, because if I come and talk about her, y'all going to have a problem." That is an actual statement made by an elected member of the United States Congress during a House Oversight Committee hearing. And I think we can safely say that it is the first time in American history that any member of Congress operating in an official capacity has ever used the phrase, "y'all talk noise." It's also, I'm guessing, the first time that the phrase "talk and y'all want to play games" has ever been uttered during a congressional hearing. It's never happened before. So we're making history here in all of the wrong ways. And that was not the only history-making moment. Listen to this exchange in the same hearing between Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC.
How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Move her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
we are going to move and we're going to take your words down.
Again, the transcript. Oh, girl, baby girl, don't even play. There's another statement that we can assume with some measure of certainty has never been stated on the record at any congressional hearing ever in history. It is another historic first. We are witnessing history in the making. Now, if you read just the transcript of these exchanges without any context, you would assume that this was perhaps an argument between groups of people at a Waffle House. Or maybe it's a feud that broke out in the parking lot of a Bojangles fast food restaurant at 2 a.m. If you just arrived here in a time machine from 30 years ago or any time prior, you simply would not believe that this was an exchange between members of Congress. I would not be able to convince you. You wouldn't believe it. And if I did convince you of the fact, you would immediately get back in your time machine and go back to your own time to warn the world of the impending collapse of our collective IQ. And if for some reason you couldn't go back in your time machine because it ran out of gas or something, you would probably elect to throw yourself into the sea rather than stay here and live through this with us. And I couldn't blame you. Now, we should note that the Democrats were not the only ones humiliating themselves in this exchange. Marjorie Taylor Greene is no better, or if she is better, only slightly so. And this dispute between Greene and AOC continued as AOC demanded an apology for the random insults that Greene kept throwing onto the pile. Listen.
Miss Greene agrees to strike her words.
I believe she should apologize. No.
Perry. Okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry, she'll be recognized. Then Ms. Greene.
I'm not apologizing.
Well,
seconds.
Then
okay,
reserve the right to
your
words.
I am not apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
Mr. Chairman. The minority
self-evident.
You're not.
Yeah, you're not.
Order.
You don't have enough intelligence.
Your chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd
the.
Like
I move to strike the lady's
words.
I move to strike
order.
The lady's well, words again.
That's two requests to strike. That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the word.
There's another motion to strike her words again. Please,
all right. Okay. Here's the correct apology. Ms. Greene, do you ask unanimous do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike right. my words, that, but I'm not right. apologizing.
Without objection.
Why don't you debate me, she says. Well, I very much hope she doesn't, because I think we've already seen what a debate between AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene would consist of. Here's what the debate would be. You're stupid. No, I'm not. You are. And you're ugly. No, you are. No, you. And so on for 7.5 hours. And this catfight felt like it went on for that long during the hearing as the men sat there bewildered and stuttering, trying meekly and ineffectually to get the hearing back on track. So it's a very, you know, you had the women screaming at each other and the men just standing in the middle like, just, come on, guys. It was a microcosm of American culture in many ways and in all the worst ways. Now, by contrast, and really you could choose any time at random, but back in the year 1858, there were a series of presidential debates between Abraham Lincoln and Senator Stephen Douglas. And these were highly contentious, emotionally charged, often involved bitter personal attacks. After all, this was only 3 years before the country would erupt in a brutal civil war that would kill 700,000 people on both sides. And yet, these men expressed their disdain for one another in eloquent and intelligent ways. So eloquent and intelligent that we can't even imagine politicians in the modern age speaking this way. So here's just one very brief example, pulled at random. In the first debate, Douglas spoke first, and Lincoln, when it was his turn, felt that Douglas had lied about him and misrepresented his anger, his record, rather. And he was angry about that. So here was his way of accusing Douglas of dishonesty. This is just one sentence. One sentence will be enough to make the contrast clear. He said, quote, "My fellow citizens, when a man hears himself somewhat misrepresented, it provokes him. At least, I find it so with myself. But when misrepresentation becomes very gross and palpable, it is more apt to amuse him." So in other words, he's saying, you lied about me so much that that I'm not even angry. It's actually, it's absurd how much you're lying. Now, compare that to how that same sentiment would be expressed by politicians today. Instead, it would be something like this. "Oh, baby girl, don't play with me. You best stop talking that noise with your lying ass." Now, the intelligence of our leaders hasn't just declined. It has plummeted like a meteor out of the sky and formed a crater in the ground that goes 5 miles deep into the earth. But it doesn't have to be this way. We know that because it never was this way until now. There was a time when our nation was led by men, and it used to be mostly men, let's face it, who were articulate and intelligent and dignified and composed and perhaps most importantly, boring. They were boring people. Now, I'm not saying that they were always good at their jobs or always made wise decisions. That certainly wasn't the case. But I'm simply trying to emphasize the fact that it is highly unusual from the perspective of history to have a Congress with an average IQ of 85. Okay, when we can watch this and we know, like most of the people watching this, we are certainly smarter than the people that we hear in that exchange. These are very dumb people. But of course, you know, the average IQ of the country has collapsed too, so we would expect, I guess, the country's representatives to follow suit. My only hope is that voters get tired of this. And I think many are. Now, not too many are not tired of it. If you go on Twitter right now, you're going to find people on both sides who are like cheering on whoever their side was in this thing and pretending, "Oh, she got her. Did you listen to that? Oh, wow. That was a good one." So there are still absolute morons, just bottom of the barrel morons who are still somehow impressed with this kind of thing. But my hope is that most people aren't, because We don't need to be entertained by politicians. We really don't. I don't want to be. I want to turn on C-SPAN or whatever hearing and just be bored out of my skull. That's what I want. Because they are not here to amuse us. We have enough amusement. Do we need more? Everywhere you go, there's amusement, okay? Everywhere you go, there are things out there that want to amuse you. You can pick up your phone anytime, and it's just nothing but amusement. Constantly. Do we need it from politicians also? Do we need it from committee hearings? We need them to amuse us also? Like, is anyone allowed to just be serious? Can we have serious people doing anything anywhere? No, these people are not there to go viral. These are not social media influencers. We should have serious people leading us. Now, we need more than seriousness from them. We should also want them to be competent and have integrity and always put America first, put America's people first. And, of course, we have almost no one who checks any of those boxes individually, let alone all of them. But before any of that, they need to be serious people who take the job seriously. Because none of the rest matters if they're not. It doesn't matter they claim to be. It doesn't matter. Even if they do claim they put America first, even if they appear to supposedly be competent and intelligent, if they're not serious people who are actually serious about doing the freaking job that they've been assigned to and that they have applied for and been accepted for, if they're not serious people, then none of it matters because they're not going to do anything. But we can only get serious kinds of leaders if we have serious voters who take the job of voting seriously. Because ultimately, you get the leaders you deserve. And as sad as it is to say, this is what we deserve. We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at Foul Play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken, wear your Western duds, and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. By now, you've likely heard all about the controversy, the incredibly stupid controversy surrounding a speech given by Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker at a commencement ceremony for Catholic students at a Catholic school. And he's been viciously condemned by the left, the media, Democrat politicians. The NFL has condemned him. He's been doxxed. He's been threatened. He's been harassed. Just an insane, rabid, vicious, psychotic response from so many people, all because he gave a speech as a Catholic man at a Catholic school to Catholic students where he articulated Catholic teaching. That was the whole speech. It was an excellent speech. He was right about everything he said. And everything he said, again, was totally consistent with Catholic teaching. The idea that there would be any controversy about a Catholic message at a Catholic school is just preposterous. But also not terribly surprising, of course. And meanwhile, as many people have pointed out, you know, there are NFL players who have been charged with domestic abuse and drug possession and assault and so on and so on, and none of them get the kind of treatment that Harrison Butker has gotten for saying a bunch of Catholic stuff at a Catholic commencement speech, where, again, he was hired to go and give his perspective. So there have also been plenty of morons on social media who have said, well, is Harrison Butker going to get drummed out of the league the way that Colin Kaepernick was? What about all the conservatives who told Colin Kaepernick to just shut up and play football? Why aren't they saying the same thing to Harrison Butker? Well, you idiot, it's because, well, there's a few reasons. Number one, Harrison Butker is a star at his position. He's one of the best in the league at his position, which is field goal kicker, which is a very important position on the field. And Colin Kaepernick was way past his prime, was a mediocre bum, and he had already lost his starting job. He was bad at playing football, which is like the actual reason why he flunked out of the league, because he couldn't play the game. Nobody wanted to hire him. Now, was he good enough back in whenever it was that he left the league back in 2015 or 16 or whatever it was? Was he good enough to at least be a backup somewhere or even a third string or at least be on a practice squad? Yeah, probably. But he didn't want that job, first of all. And second, the baggage he brought with him was not enough. His talent was not enough to override all of the baggage he brought with him. So that was the problem. If he was more talented, he'd still be in the league now, probably. But the bigger, the most important distinction between the two, which should be very obvious, is that Colin Kaepernick was using the football field itself during the games to make his political statements. So as a football player on the football field, he was using that as a forum to make political statements. Harrison Butker, in the off season, was invited to a Catholic school as a Catholic man to give his perspective in a speech, and that's what he did. And then there's a third distinction, which is probably the most important, which is that Harrison Butker is right and Colin Kaepernick was wrong about everything he said. So, you know, I think there's enough there to draw to make the distinctions clear. So anyway, a lot of controversy. But then there's one clip, of course, that's gotten by far the most attention, and it's the short portion of the speech where he addresses the women in the crowd. And it is a short portion. The speech is like 20 minutes long, and he spends like a minute, if that, talking to the women in the crowd. And I was looking quickly for a clip of just that part, and this is the only one I found when I was looking quickly. Somebody edited it to put clips of A Handmaid's Tale into the clip of the speech. And I'm going to play this version, actually, because mainly because I want you to hear what he said, but also because actually the Handmaid's Tale imagery, along with what Butker is really saying, only serves to show how absurd the moral panic over his remarks actually is. So let's watch that.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school, would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
Wow, how terrible. This man deeply loves and appreciates his wife. He actually gets choked up talking about how much he loves his wife. What an awful thing that we should be upset about. I mean, honest to God, like, if you actually watch the clip, how can you manage to have those kinds of negative emotions watching that? Really? That upsets you? On top of that, he's daring to tell the women in the audience that family life is good and will bring them joy and fulfillment. What a monster. What a monster this man is. Now, in all seriousness, what is there to be upset about? He doesn't say that no women should ever work outside the home. He didn't say that. He didn't say that homemaker is the most important title of all that anyone could ever have. He said it's one of the most important titles. Is anyone disagreeing with that? You don't even think it's one of? It can't be one of the most important? You're upset about that? Are we allowed to agree? Like, women that stay home and raise their kids, they do one of the most important jobs? We're taking a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Boo for the villain. Cheer for the hero. Sigh for the sweet young thing. And laugh your tail feathers off at foul play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken. Wear your Western duds and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Or West Virginia.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. So if you're upset that I assume that what you're saying is that it's not even one of the most important. Being a mother and raising your kid is not even, it doesn't belong in that category. It's not even top five, according to you. Like, to me, that is the radical position, not what he is saying. He doesn't say that women who work outside the home are evil or bad or should be arrested and stoned to death. Okay, he didn't say that. He didn't imply it. He didn't get anywhere close to it. He simply says that most of them, most of the Catholic women at a Catholic school will find their greatest calling in family life. Which they will. That doesn't even mean that most of them will solely be mothers and stay-at-home moms. But that most of them will find their greatest calling, will find their greatest vocation in raising families. Which is true. And the same could be said of the men. In fact, he does say it about the men. He says it about himself. He says that he wouldn't be who he is without his wife. Is that offensive? Is what he just said about himself offensive to men? Because I can guarantee you something, if he had said the opposite about women, the feminists would be having an even greater conniption fit. He says about himself, I wouldn't be the man I am today without my wife. What if he had said, women who get married, they wouldn't be the women they are without their husbands? Can you imagine if he had said that? The explosion of, it would be a nuclear explosion of outrage. We would all be incinerated right now. And if not dead with that, have radiation poisoning from the nuclear explosion of feminist rage if he had dared to say that. Yet he said it about himself. He said it about men. The men who get married, they wouldn't be the same men if they didn't have their wives. So my point is, like, if what he said about women is insulting for women, then isn't what he said to men insulting to men? But no one's insulted by that. Why is that? Because that'd be crazy to be insulted by. And when it comes to men, you're allowed to talk about the importance of family life, but for some reason, to bring it up around women at all is offensive. How dare you discuss families to women? How dare you? Now, and of course he's promoting family life to both men and women, because you need both to be involved in order to have a family in the first place. So he's right. You will find more purpose and fulfillment and happiness in your family than in your job. Most jobs, don't have much deeper meaning beyond the fact that you're doing it to make a living, which is fine. I mean, that in itself is important. But if you're working middle management in some corporate office somewhere, there's not a whole lot of meaning underneath that. There just isn't. It's just most jobs in the country are, again, this is not true of all of them, but most jobs in the country, or at the very least a large number of them, again, don't have much deeper meaning beyond just you're doing the job and you're making, and that's why you do it. Like, most people who have jobs, the reason they have the job is not really because they're so passionate about what they're doing. It's because they need to make a living, which means that if you make that the center of your life, if you make it the focal point, if that is your life will inevitably have little meaning to you. It will have little meaning to you. You will struggle to find meaning in your own life. Now, finding meaning in family life is different. You can find meaning in family for its own sake. And then it also gives meaning to everything else you do. So that when you go out and do your job, Now, hopefully you can find meaning in your job also to some extent for its own sake. Hopefully you enjoy what you do and you feel like you're contributing to the world in some way. But whether or not you feel that way about your job, the fact is that you're doing it to provide for your family, and so that gives it even greater meaning. And this is true of men and women, but what he's saying is especially true of women, even though it's true for both. And why is that? Well, because, and if you're in the outrage mob going after Butker, I want you to listen closely here. Just listen to this. Come in a little bit closer and listen to what I'm going to say, because I need you to really try to let this sink in. Men and women are different. I'll say it again in case you lost me. Men and women are different. They are different, okay? They're not the same. That's what different means. That's why we have different words for them, or at least we used to. They're two different groups. They are different biological categories. And so not everything is exactly the same. So when Butker told the women in the audience that many of them are excited about getting married and having babies, it was true. Like, they applauded him. Did we not notice that? They applauded. So you might be offended on behalf of the women in the audience, but apparently many of them were perfectly fine with it. I'm sure they're very glad that you're white knighting for them, but they weren't offended because it's true. You know, in fact, many of them have been excited about that their whole lives, essentially. Little girls play with baby dolls. You know, little boys don't generally play with baby dolls. Girls from a young age like to pretend to be the mommy, right? My own daughters have been sort of playing mom, playing like they are the mommy since they were 18 months old. When they start gravitating towards the baby dolls and the kitchen playsets and all that sort of thing. And girls all over the world since time immemorial have had versions of this. Okay, you can go to ancient cultures and far-flung parts of the globe, and you'll find ancient versions of dolls and that sort of thing. Because girls have been partaking in a childlike way in these sort of domestic duties since time immemorial. My 4-year-old daughter just the other day was telling me all about her baby doll and its name and its favorite color and what it likes to eat and, you know, all that sort of thing. My boys have never done that. My boys aren't thinking about that. But very few people have boys that are. And it's because boys and girls are different. Men and women are different. So, yes, young women graduating college, unless they've been conditioned otherwise, will oftentimes desire to get married and have babies. Now, why didn't Harrison Butker, even though he had plenty of messages for men that were similar in theme, right? Why didn't Butker say the same exact thing to the young men? Why didn't he say to the young men, well, I know many of you are most excited about getting married and having kids? Because it wouldn't be true. That's why he didn't say it. He didn't say it because it wouldn't be true. It wouldn't make any sense for him to say, I know many of you men here are thinking X, Y, and Z, when he knows that they're not thinking that. Because boys don't grow up, most of them, dreaming about being husbands and fathers. Most of them don't. They don't play with dolls, you know. But boys dream about going out into the world and being explorers and adventurers and warriors, right? This is not despite what people on the left say, this is not social conditioning, okay? This is visceral. This is instinctive. So it's not when I observe that my daughters are playing with dolls and my sons are outside with sticks pretending to sword fight, this is not some kind of like arrangement that I have set up because I'm so old fashioned. This is the same dynamic that billions of people across the world and through history have observed from the youngest of ages. We are the first society in history to try to deny these basic realities, these basic differences that everyone has always noticed. And so those young men in the audience, that's what they're thinking about. They want to go out, right? They want to go out into the world. They want to go out on an adventure. That's what they're thinking about. That's how men are wired. Men want to discover, and eventually they'll discover the joys of family life. But it's hard for men to understand that joy, even conceptually, until they experience it. It's easier for women to understand it and desire it before they've experienced it. Because again, men and women are different. Women are wired differently. When I was college graduation age, even though I didn't go to college, but when I was that age, or I would have graduated had I gone, I absolutely did not want to get married or have kids. I wasn't opposed to it in principle. You know, it just wasn't something I felt myself deeply desiring. There are many things that I desired. There are many ambitions and goals that I had that occupied my mind pretty much 24/7. But I didn't sit around much thinking about how great it would be to be a dad. I didn't think about it. Most young men don't. Then I met a woman who I loved and I wanted to be with her. And through my devotion to her, I discovered the joys of being a husband and then a father. And now that I am one, I can't imagine life without my kids. Now I can't get back into that. Can't even conceive of that. I cannot put myself back in that mentality. It's sort of inconceivable. But, this is the way it's always worked. Men get married and they have kids because they fall in love with a woman. And that's what you're supposed to do when you fall in love with a woman. Women get married and have kids because they want to get married and have kids. And so now when you remove that sense of duty from men, that sense that like, okay, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. I've met the woman that I love. That was sort of the easy part. But what I'm supposed to do now is I'm supposed to be a man and now I'm supposed to take on these new duties and responsibilities. When you take that away from men and you try to convince women not to desire family life and marriage and family life anymore, you end up with what we have now, which is people aren't having kids anymore and everyone is miserable and everyone's confused and nobody knows what the hell they're doing. There's just no question at all that historically throughout the world, women have generally been wired to desire family life and to find purpose and meaning in that vocation. The question that we are asking in this society is whether that wiring can be changed at scale society-wide. Because Harrison Butker is not trying to convince the women of anything. Did you notice that? He's not saying, you should do this or that. He's saying, well, I know many of you want this, and that's a great thing to want it. Now, on the left, the message is different. What they're saying to the women is, no, you shouldn't even want that. You shouldn't want to have babies and all that kind of stuff. You should want to be a CEO. You should want this. Because there's this society-wide effort to change the inherent instinctive, both biological and spiritual wiring of men and women so that they want different things than what they have always wanted since the beginning of the human species. The question is whether that can really be changed at scale and whether we should even try to, whether it's worth trying to change it. And I say, no, it can't really be changed ultimately. And no, absolutely, we shouldn't try. Why? What was wrong with how it has always been since forever? Why do you need to convince women that they should want to be CEOs? Why? How does that benefit anybody? That's not to say that no woman should ever be allowed to be a CEO. But why is there this decades-long intentional effort to convince women that they should want that, even if naturally they don't? If Harrison Butker was criticizing anything, he was criticizing that. And I don't know. If you can't see that, I think it's because you don't want to see it. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Can your savings weather another economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless and real estate can crash as it did in 2008. During times of economic uncertainty or market volatility, investors tend to flock to gold as a safe haven asset. Its value tends to increase during turbulent times, providing a buffer against market downturns. This is why people are flocking to gold now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Birch Gold understands that navigating financial decisions can be daunting. That's why their dedicated in-house IRA department is there to guide you every step of the way. Birch Gold is committed to addressing your questions and concerns promptly. Their team is always ready to provide answers and clarity, whether it's about fees, taxes and rollovers, or the timing of the process. They are here to ensure you feel valued and well-informed. Text Walsh to 989898 to talk to one of the Birch Gold's experts and claim your free info kit on gold. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. The best part is, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Walsh to 989898. That's Walsh to 989898. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. There was an episode of the NBC mockumentary Parks and Recreation that involved Amy Poehler officiating the wedding of a couple of gay penguins at the zoo. Now, it was all a big misunderstanding. She thinks she's marrying a male and female penguin, only to be told by a zookeeper after the two penguins start mating that they were both, in fact, males. And then the camera cuts to a close-up of Amy Poehler looking confused because, honestly, gay penguins... how absurd. The concept is crazy and therefore mildly amusing. And it was a laugh line in 2009 when that episode aired. But we're a much more cultured people now, so the idea of homosexual penguins simply isn't funny anymore. We're told that, just like gay people, gay penguins deserve our acceptance, not our mockery. In fact, more than that, we're supposed to model our behavior around the life choices of these flightless birds. And that's why gay penguins are front and center in a new documentary that's coming out soon on NBC's streaming service Peacock. This time around, the gay penguins aren't a gag, and the documentary isn't a comedy. Not intentionally so, anyway. It's all very real and very dead serious. The show is called Queer Planets, and of course, it's coming out in time for Pride Month. Here's the trailer.
Our planet is home to over 11 million species.
The paparazzi really are everywhere.
Everything you were taught as a kid is wrong. You make me
wanna dance. Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style.
Mother Nature is pretty open-minded. You make me
sex is not just for reproduction.
It's clear that no matter where you look on our planet, nature is full of queer surprises.
To be honest, we should all probably get laid a little more than we do.
Well, it's exactly what Alex Jones warned us about so many years ago. They're making the frogs gay, along with every other animal. Supposedly, the existence of gay penguins and sex-changing clownfish is a sign that the animal kingdom is queer, quote-unquote, and that everything you were told as a child is wrong. Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it. Nature is full of queer surprises, we're told. Apparently, David Attenborough was not available to narrate. Neither was the Honey Badger guy, even though his voice was enough of a queer surprise that it racked up about 100 million views back in the day. So instead, according to IndieWire, quote, the upcoming film is narrated by Girls 5 Eva actor Andrew Reynolds, and is billed as a first-of-its-kind nature documentary that focuses solely on the queer creatures in the animal kingdom. Now, before I go into detail about the trailer, the big picture is pretty clear. The left is truly anti-human in the most literal sense of the term. You know, you must think that humans are on the level of these animals in order to justify human behavior by pointing to supposedly analogous animal behavior. And when the documentary equates queerness in humans to queerness in animals, that's what they're doing. They're saying that if animals do it, then we can learn from them because we're no better than animals. Now, if we're playing that game, the ramifications seem pretty clear. It would mean that, like, rape and cannibalism and killing and devouring your own young would also be justified because these are all, quote-unquote, natural behaviors also. To give just one recent example, earlier this year, scientists documented what they called a stunning discovery in the waters off Maui. For the first time in recorded history, photographers captured images of two male humpback whales having sex. And this was presented by LGBT activists as a big win because supposedly it proves that they're all completely normal. So here's just one example of a common reaction to the news from something called Extra Magazine. Watch.
So a pair of humpback whales were photographed getting it on for the very first time. And guess what? They were gay. Gay whales. Shout out to these copulating kings who were spotted making sweet whale love off the coast of Hawaii back in January of 2022. A new study published this week confirmed that the sighting marks the first time humpback whale intercourse has been observed at all, let alone homosexual relations. According to the paper, our two horn dogs right here approached and circled a private boat off the coast of Maui before engaging in sexual activity about 3 to 5 meters below the vessel. So apparently whales are exhibitionists, too. Now, researchers have studied humpback whale social behavior for decades, but observance of their sexual behavior has been, like, super rare. Whales are mammals, so reproduction happens much the same way as with humans, and they've got, you know, similar parts. During the intimate moment in Hawaii, researchers say one of the whales was seen to be holding the other one in place with its pectoral fins while penetrating it. Now, we've got tons of explanations and reasoning for homosexual behavior in other animals. We love you, gay penguins. But little is actually known about humpback whales in this area. Researchers weren't able to conclude a motive for why the whales were doing like they do on the Discovery Channel. It could be practice for reproduction, a show of dominance, or a form of social bonding. Still, I'm more than happy to add gay whales to the long list of proven gay animals.
Now, that person is more than happy to add humpback whales to the list of gay animals because it supposedly validates everything gay activists have been saying. But there's just one problem. One of the humpback whales in this scenario was clearly raping the other. Here's the breakdown for NBC News' gay division called Out News. They're summarizing a report from researchers who made this discovery. Quote, the encounter occurred between one male whale who appeared unhealthy or injured and a strong and healthy male whale. The whale that received penetration was visibly emaciated and covered in whale lice that can proliferate on humpback whales that have lost mobility. The emaciated whale may have approached the photographer's friend's boat to seek cover from the other whale. The emaciated whale circled the boat and attempted to swim away from the healthier whale. The healthier whale then held the other in place, and then we know what happens next. Okay, so somehow those details didn't make the cut for Extra Magazine's report. There's no word yet on if they're still happy to say that the humpback whale rapist represents the behavior of the gay community. But using the logic of NBC's Queer Planet, I guess we're supposed to conclude that indeed, this discovery is a major win for all the humans out there who aspire to be rapists because you're supposed to feel seen and validated because rape is as natural as queerness. It's in the animal kingdom too. That's what they're apparently saying. And they're saying the same thing about cannibalism because, of course, we see animals eat one another within the same species all the time. There's also evidence of many adult animals routinely mating with prepubescent animals. And that's not even getting into infanticide and harems and etc. So if NBC is justifying transgenderism and homosexuality because they happen in nature, and they're justifying everything else that happens in nature, too. And there's some pretty unsavory stuff happening in nature, to put it mildly. This is not difficult to see. There's no way around it. It's the obvious logical conclusion of what they're peddling. And, of course, maybe that's the whole point. I mean, we've seen over and over again how the left's sexual agenda necessarily results in the sexualization and abuse of children. We also know that the same people pushing this ideology also support unrestricted access to abortion. And with that context, it's pretty safe to conclude that the point of this documentary is to advance the same exact narrative. It's just another front of a much larger war that they're waging. Now, fortunately, it's all extremely clumsy. And as you saw, the documentary tries to justify gender ideology, transgenderism, gender fluidity, because these things supposedly exist in the animal kingdom, but that's just completely false. In the animal kingdom, there are only males and females. Now, in some species, a male can become a female or be both a male and a female, but that doesn't make that true of the human species. So, for example, the documentary brings up clownfish as an example of a transgender fish that can change between male and female. The implication is that clownfish change their pronouns and take hormone therapy, just like humans do, I guess. But clownfish change genders by transforming into females biologically. They're all born male, like many other fish. Then they have the capability of naturally transforming to females, at which point they can't go back. You know, they can't pick and choose which gender they prefer to be at any given day. They don't require any artificial surgery or any external hormones at any point of this process. They are completely unlike humans in many, many ways, and they are completely unlike humans identifying as transgender in every relevant respect. Put another way, some species of animals can fly. Some can breathe underwater. That is not evidence supporting the assertion of any human being who claims to have those capabilities. And this is so basic and so obvious that it shouldn't need to be said, but apparently it does. Now, fortunately, in this case at least, it seems that most people have caught on to how absurd this is. The near universal mockery that's greeting this documentary shows why most companies, I predict, will be much more reserved and quiet about their Pride Month celebrations this year. This whole movement has become a parody of itself, a literal recitation of a sitcom joke from a decade ago. And that is why Queer Planet and everyone else who wants to pretend that animal sexuality justifies human behavior at all are today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel says the bodies of three of its hostages have been found in Gaza.
An Israeli military spokesman says the three were killed in the Hamas attack on October 7th while they were at a music festival near the Gaza border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls the deaths heartbreaking and says all Israeli hostages will be returned, both the living and the dead.
Correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said all three were killed by terror group Hamas while leaving the Nova Music Festival, an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Mercedes auto workers in Alabama vote against unionization. Jackie Quinn has more.
The workers at two Mercedes plants outside of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have voted 56% against joining the United Auto Workers Union. It's a setback for the UAW's drive to organize factories in the South, where some governors have been warning workers they could wind up losing their jobs because the companies would have higher costs. One anti-union worker said they didn't believe the union's promises of higher pay around $40 an hour and better benefits. A month ago, the UAW did score a win with Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meteorologists say exceptional windstorms that could leave some Houston residents without power for weeks were once-in-a-generation event, and the damage left in their wake is comparable to that caused by a hurricane. National Weather Service meteorologists say the storms that barreled through Houston Thursday evening are the most significant in the area since Hurricane Alicia in 1983. Hunter Biden is asking the judge overseeing his tax case in California to delay the trial. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief, it's natural pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist. Or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
More violence has hit Mexico.
A mayoral candidate and five other people have been killed in a shooting at a campaign rally in the violence-wracked southern Mexico state of Chiapas. The mass shooting took place in the rural town of La Concordia, Chiapas. The area near the Guatemalan border is a major smuggling route for drugs and migrants, and Mexico's two main drug cartels have been fighting for control of the region. Mexico's July 2nd elections have been marred by violence, with about 20 candidates killed so far in 2024. John Scott reporting.
The second leg of the Triple Crown is set for tomorrow, or today actually, at Pimlico Racetrack. Post time for the Preakness Stakes is at 7:01 p.m. Eastern Time. Eight horses are set to run in the event, including Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan. The race's favorite was scratched on Wednesday due to fever. Sportsline now has Mystic Dan as the favorite. News and analysis at townhall.com. A man suspected of attacking a synagogue along the coast of France has been shot.
They'd been alerted early Friday morning. The smoke was rising from the synagogue and came face to face with the man when they got there. The National Police Information Service said the man surged towards officers with a knife and a metal bar and that one officer opened fire. Rouen's mayor says the man is thought to have climbed onto a trash container and thrown a sort of Molotov cocktail inside the synagogue. Tensions and anger have grown in France over the Israel-Hamas war and anti-Semitic acts have surged. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The attacker, who later died of his wounds, was an Algerian national who had sought medical treatment in France, wasn't flagged as a suspected extremist. France's interior minister praised the 25-year-old police officer who shot and killed the man. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at Foul Play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken, wear your Western duds, and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
The
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
But it didn't work very well. Anna Paulina Luna. I always sing, you know, Una Paloma Blanca to the Anna Paulina Luna name. But we've got lots of crazy going on Capitol Hill with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and then James Comer and Congresswoman Crockett and Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna. Madness on Capitol Hill last night. A lot of sports news today about the field goal kicker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, Harrison Butker. He delivered a commencement address at a Catholic university, not this past. It was just this past Saturday, and it was he talked about masculinity being good, about women who might want to start a family. And now he's being vilified, nay, crucified for it. And the lefties have started a petition, onto which a great many thousands have signed, demanding that Harrison Butker be kicked off of the team of the Super Bowl. I think he's been in three successful Super Bowls. And they're demanding the petitioners that he be fired by the Kansas City Chiefs. And the NFL came out with a ridiculous statement about how his values are not their values because they're like communists, barbarians at the NFL, something like that. But wait till you hear this, because American values under assault, Western civilization under assault, and the left is the primary driver. Forget about radical Islam and Hamas, although we've got updates on Hamas as well, because there's plenty of madness still going on there, and the Democrat Party on the wrong side of all of this. Remarkable stuff. And a Reagan Institute person wrote a very interesting piece about all this, about what we ought to be doing with Hamas. And I've got to say, I think an awful lot of people are going to agree with it. Fascinating, fascinating stuff we've got going on. Yeah, the Butker thing. And I've got, because people are playing a little clip or two, I want to play more of the Butker commencement address than most are going to share with you, to see what it is that the left finds objectionable in this commencement address to a Catholic university. Really remarkable things going on here. And it turns out in New York, even the media's watching a little bit. You can't watch it live because it's not on TV, the Trump trial in New York. And that's kind of sad because it'll be the highest rated trial since O.J. Simpson. But even the left-wing media like Manderson Pooper and his fellow travelers are saying, gee, it looks like our star witness, and they're doing everything but calling him our star witness. Wait till you hear the language. There are lots of tells in their language. MSDNC, CNN, saying, gee, it looks like our guy Michael Cohen isn't the most truthful person in the world. So we've got a lot of that going on. Crazy, crazy stuff. A story out of Quantico, the Marine Corps base at Quantico, Virginia, where Jordanian illegal aliens attempting to infiltrate the base and were acting like it's no big deal, like it's some illegal running a stop sign, when it looks like it's probably much more than that. Jordanian, you know, it's an Islamic country, and I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a jihad going on around the world. Crazy stuff. There was an incident in France overnight as well involving all of that. And we've got tens of thousands of Chinese nationals spilling into the United States of America. illegally across our southern border. And, you know, when President Trump was president, there were some Chinese sneaking into the country, a couple of hundred. And now there are tens of thousands, literally tens of thousands, just so far in this fiscal year. And since Joe Biden became president, the scale is multiple military divisions of Chinese nationals coming illegally into the country. Remarkable, remarkable stuff. Yes, sir. So we've got a lot going on. And in the world of golf, not just the NFL and Butker, but also in the Professional Golf Association, the PGA. Everything must be abbreviated. Everything has to be either an acronym or an abbreviation. Scottie Scheffler, who is pretty good at this game of golf. He won the Masters not so long ago. Scottie Scheffler arrested before start of round two of the PGA Championship. Louisville, Kentucky is the dateline. World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler was booked into a Louisville jail Friday morning after being detained. He was arrested. He's in an orange jumpsuit in a mugshot. Detained by police near the entrance of Valhalla Golf Club, the site of this week's 2024 PGA Championship. Scottie Scheffler, 27 years old, was booked shortly before 7:30 a.m., according to online records published by the Louisville Metropolitan Police Department and Department of Corrections. And he's being charged with second-degree assault on a police officer, which is a felony, as well as criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding signals from an officer directing traffic. Now, ESPN reporter named Jeff Darlington witnessed the arrest, and he says that a misunderstanding with traffic flow led to Scheffler's attempt to drive past a police officer toward the golf course. Because, you know, don't you know who he is? He's the world's number one golfer, and the PGA Championship's going on, and today's round two, and he wants to get in there, and he's got a ritual before the round of golf and so on. The second round of play at Valhalla had been delayed, listen to this now, after a pedestrian was struck and killed near the entrance to the golf course, resulting in significant police activity in the area. Now, the question that remains unanswered at this point is whether Scottie Scheffler is a suspect in the, and it looks like it was a hit and run. Now, Louisville police said, and Scheffler's agent did not immediately reply to messages from USA Today, from which I am reading, and seeking comment and more information. Scheffler, the reigning Masters Championship, shot a four under par 67 in Thursday's opening round. They go right back to sports because they're sports writers, and that's fun. But the question, I guess, hangs right now as to whether it was Scheffler that was involved in a pedestrian being struck and killed. And that's a wide-open question. I don't suspect or believe one way or the other. But according to the police, someone was hit and killed near the entrance to the golf course. Then Scottie was arrested, and assault on a police officer, criminal mischief, reckless driving, disregarding signals from an officer directing traffic. They should do that in Washington. Everybody would be in jail. And so that's kind of a big deal in the world of golf, to say the least. We have that going on today. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, sir. Yeah, it goes on and on. So there are just a few things we've got to share with you today. Again, the Quantico story is a big story, but Fox News reporting that two foreign nationals in ICE custody after alleged attempt to breach the entrance at a major Marine base. Foreign nationals initially directed to a holding area for additional vetting, but honestly, it's crazy. And then Afghan national with terror ties in federal custody after being released twice at the border, because I think the Biden administration wants us to be attacked by radical Islamic jihadis and by Chinese nationals and by illegal alien gang members. I think that the left wants chaos and the fundamental transformation of America. Just amazing stuff. So the Fox News people, Madeline Rivera, providing details on the apprehension of an Afghan migrant. Migrant is code word for illegal alien in the news media these days, who's on the terrorist watch list. Why would that be a problem? And boy, oh boy, the Biden administration is simply not on our side. And that's because the Democrats are simply not on our side. Boy. So, another day in America. Also, swing state voters tell MSDNC that Trump trial will not cause them to support Biden. Huh? What is that? That is, the story doesn't say is they're talking about African American voters, aren't they? They're talking about African American voters. And Joe Biden is pandering to African Americans again today. They've got black fraternities and sororities coming in, and he's going to throw money at black universities. President Trump already backed up when he was president. HBCUs, as they're called, historically black colleges and universities with tons of cash, lots and lots of cash. And now Joe Biden is jumping in because they are not doing well with black voters and black men in particular, because people are waking up to the realities as to what's going on in America today. Also, a fun moment outside of the Trump trial yesterday, when a van showed up, and a Trump supporting artist showed up outside the courthouse in a van and released, I believe, 100 penis-shaped Mylar balloons with the faces of Alvin Bragg, the crooked prosecutor, and Jose Merchan, the crooked Democrat judge, their faces on them. And the penis balloons, now he's going to be arrested and put in jail for, releasing Mylar balloons or something. They'll give him 22 years in prison, which they like to do. So, remarkable stuff. Also, Joe Biden not doing well with the 18 to 29 vote. So the headline in the Washington Post today is, Biden announces support for Department of Justice measure to reclassify marijuana. Because everybody's worried about getting busted for pot or something. So make pot more legal, make terrorism legal again, make illegal aliens legal, make open border legal, make being a Chinese intelligence operative legal. I mean, how many Chinese agents can Eric Swalwell date? Well, there are a lot of other Democrats too, you know. I wonder if they're all here to date Democrats and then help them get to the House of Representatives and the Intelligence Committee. 39 Secret Service agents demand investigation into Biden's Marxist DEI policies following an unusual assault by a female agent on a male superior. Remarkable stuff. Joe Biden is planning going to Morehouse College to deliver a commencement address too. One of the students there calling it political blackface. Political blackface. Great stuff. But Joe Biden's going to throw $16 billion at black colleges because he's just shamelessly buying votes like the criminal that he is. Boy, there's a lot to talk about, and we continue to be at 888-630-9625.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Here's a sobering headline. New estimates show that there were more than 1 million abortions in 2023. We have to fight back against this evil. When they shout abortion, we shout life. How do we do that? We join hands with Preborn, one of the largest pro-life organizations in the country that sponsors ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. When a mother considering abortion sees her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, it could double the baby's chance at life. Every day, Preborn rescues 200 unborn babies' lives. $28 could be the difference between life and death. Please join the fight by sponsoring 1, 2, 3, or 200 ultrasounds. All of your gifts are tax deductible. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or visit preborn.com/plant. That's preborn.com/plant.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Martin.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America. Protect America to 511-511. Text America to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
Have you gotten your letter from the IRS yet? The experts at America First Tax Group can help. Every day they hear the struggles of hardworking Americans just like you.
I was facing an IRS audit and didn't know where to turn. AFTG stepped in and handled everything for me.
Call 800-507-0466 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino.
I thought my tax problems were insurmountable, but AFTG proved me wrong. They got the job done.
The Biden administration has now militarized the IRS, and that puts you and your family at risk. Call 800-507-0466 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. Let America First Tax Group put your tax troubles to rest. Call 800-507-0466 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. America First Tax Group. Defend your family's financial future. Call 800-507-0466 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLou are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
All right, let's take a phone call, talk to the nice people, great Americans. It is a mad, 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 mad world out there. Let's go to Alan calling from Chantilly, Virginia. Alan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Boy, you covered like the whole world in about 15 minutes. It's amazing. That's what's going on. So, Chris, I'm calling about the incident on the Quantico Marine Base, which
yes,
you covered in your monologue.
Uh-huh.
What, you know, the only reason I called you is because, in general, our media is already in the tank for everybody else. They lack curiosity. So the main point I have here, immediately the headline is two Jordanian citizens are tried to get on the Marine Corps base. Number one, it's been 2 weeks ago. Why is it that we are finding this out yesterday? And because we're obsessed as a nation with Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels.
Right.
The main point on this is really, are we so woke? Are we too afraid to ask if these are Palestinians? Because Jordan is the only country in the Muslim world who has granted full citizenship to Palestinians. Is it possible that one of these gentlemen who is on the terror watch list is actually Palestinian trying to seek revenge on our forces, on our government, or on our way of life? I have not heard anyone ask that question yet.
Well, you just asked it.
Politically correct.
You just asked it. Now, most Palestinians in Jordan, there are Palestinians in Jordan that have become naturalized citizens. I don't think they've granted to everybody because they don't want any more. They don't want any more in there. Look, yeah, this is potentially a big deal and a sign of, a broader issue that we have with our open borders and Joe Biden and the Democrats. You're correct.
This is the Chris Plant Show. Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Illegal aliens. So why don't we get into that now? I mean, it's a pretty good indicator that they're illegally in the country if Immigration and Customs Enforcement has them and they're in removal proceedings. That'd be a pretty clear indication that they're illegal aliens. But Lechleitner is not at liberty to tell the truth to the American people because he works for the Biden administration, and the Biden administration is engaged in an all-day, everyday cover-up of everything that they're doing. But the Fox News report, which has a lot of good stuff, and it's Adam Shaw, Griff Jenkins, and Bill Malugin writing the story at Fox News. Two foreign nationals, wink, wink, Jordanians, are in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody after an alleged attempt to breach a Marine Corps base this month, officials confirmed Thursday, while not giving away any information because they don't want the Biden administration to look bad with their open border policies and waving millions of illegals into the country, even when they're on the terror watch list and they're from Jordan and they want the jihad to come home to the United States because, you know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, as the Democrat Party and Hamas like to say. The incident happened May 3rd. Today is May 17th. So, Alan, who called in a short time ago, correct? Incident happened May 3rd at Quantico Marine Base in Virginia. A spokesperson for the base said two people in a box truck were stopped at the gate. Were they two young women from Indiana? No, they were two military-age men from Jordan. But that's not in the story yet. The driver allegedly told military police officers they were making a delivery to the post office and worked for a company subcontracted by Amazon. So they're engaged in a ruse. And now they should be in FBI custody. They should be, I'd like to think, you know, they'd be waterboarded. Because, you know, all things considered, I'd rather be waterboarding. So, hey, we're subcontractors for Amazon. We've got a box truck. We're going to the post office at Marine Corps Base Quantico, where all officers go through officer training and stuff. Because they had no affiliation to the base and no approved credentials, they were directed to a holding area for vetting. So, naturally, they sat there in the holding area while they're being vetted, right? No. It was at that time one of the military police officers noticed the driver, ignoring the direct instructions of the officers, continued to move the vehicle past the holding area and attempted to access Marine Corps Base Quantico, spokesperson Captain Michael Curtis said in a statement. A great Marine Corps officer. Due to the swift response and execution of their duties, the officers were able to deploy the vehicle denial barriers. They might be pop-up barriers, they might be some other kind of barriers, prevent any further access to Marine Corps Base Quantico and detain the individuals. Were they beaten to the ground with rifle butts? Were they bayoneted? Did they get the fire hoses up? And turned over to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. Now, again, why not FBI custody? Why not CIA? Why not let's take them to Gitmo and give them the Perrier Spritz? I miss the Perrier Spritz. I love the Perrier Spritz. That's, you know, when they strap you to a board and pour a little water in your face to see if you got something to tell them. No injuries were reported, and officers did not report any weapons. What about in the back of the truck? Was there anything in the back of the truck like, you know, a fertilizer bomb or anything like that? The alleged breach was first reported by the Potomac Local News. Isn't that interesting? On Thursday, Fox News asked acting ICE director, Patrick Lechleitner, about the case. And he said he was familiar with the case and that two nationals, not saying what country, are in removal proceedings. I got to tell you, that's not what you do with a couple of Middle Easterners trying to sneakily gain access to Marine Corps base Quantico, where we train our Marine Corps officers to go to war against jihadis, by the way, and then what could be a couple of jihadis trying to get onto the base. ICE sources confirmed to Fox News that both suspects are Jordanian nationals. Lech Leitner was asked if he could confirm reports at least one of them was on the terror watch list and if they were in the country illegally. I can't confirm anything like that right now. We're going to have to waterboard you now because you work for us. And if you're just asking them to leave the country so they can walk right back in again across our southern border, which is doubtless how these Jordanians, hey, anybody on the terror watch list? Hey, was there a fuel oil bomb, a fertilizer bomb, or a nuclear bomb in the back of the box truck they were driving? Did they steal the truck? Was it a renta truck? Because, you know, we, Western civilization and the United States of America, we have some experience with these things. Now, White House press secretary, such as she is, Cringe on Pierre, known as Cringe to her friends, was asked at a briefing about the incident, and she confirmed the two were in ICE custody. So I'm going to be really mindful, said Cringe. These two Jordanians that you're speaking of remain in ICE custody. And given that it's an active law enforcement matter, I would have to refer you to ICE. She's always got to refer you to some other government agency that doesn't have press conferences. Amazing stuff. In a statement to Fox News on Thursday evening, ICE Enforcement Removal Operations, we call them ERO, you know, because everything has to be an abbreviation. Their spokesman, James Covington, said Marine Corps Base Quantico's Criminal Investigations Division arrested two Jordanian, quote, non-citizens, end quote, May 3rd for trespassing and later notified ERO in what, because now we're all familiar with the abbreviation, so we have to, later in the sentence, we have to start using the government abbreviations all over the place. You know, there are more abbreviations in common use today that, like NSA members used in the 1990s. That'd be the National Security Agency. ERO's criminal apprehension program then reported the arrested both individuals without incident. That's unfortunate, isn't it? They will remain in ERO custody, but they're not. They're in ICE custody. In whose custody are they? You guys don't tell the truth very much anymore. Our government lies to us all day, every day. So, regardless of nationality, sure, ICE makes custody determinations on a case-by-case basis. In accordance with U.S. law and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, then they put in parentheses DHS, because everything's an abbreviation, and DHS policy, considering the circumstances of each case. Well, that's nice to hear. Honestly, our government is so full of hooey. Man, are they full of hooey. There's a lot of hooey going on in our government these days. Wow. Just extraordinary stuff. Man, oh, manischewitz. Whew. So that is a big deal. That is something that's going on. And the Washington Post doesn't have this story, but they're not in the news business. They're not in the news business at all. The Marine Corps Times is also covering the story, and they were covering it before anybody else. They were covering it 3 days ago on the 14th. Two people in ICE custody after attempting to breach Virginia Marine Base. And Irene Lowenson writing the story for the Marine Times, or the Marine Corps Times. And they've got the, they had the story a couple of days ago, but CNN's not covering it. ABC's not covering it. The Washington Post is not covering it because it's not good news for the Democratic Party. That's the thing, about our news media, is that they're filthy. They're filthy, corrupt, just extraordinary. And, the Marine Corps Times notes also the number of Chinese nationals infiltrating the country. Chinese nationals have accessed military installations and other sensitive facilities in the United States around 100 times in recent years, sometimes by posing as tourists. And they always have cameras, you know? you know, hey, Wang, it's a parking lot, you know? I mean, come on. So the Wall Street Journal reported in September of 2023, Chinese nationals infiltrating U.S. military bases more than 100 times, and that was the better part of a year ago. Pretty amazing things. And speaking of the Chinese nationals, where they have a lot of communists, it's China, you know? The Chinese have infiltrated our southern border just so far in this fiscal year, all right? And this, and the government, they don't use the Gregorian calendar. They have their own calendar because they're godlike in their powers. So they don't do this January 1st to December 31st thing. That would be too normal. And our government is not normal, that's for sure. But just since October of last year, beginning of the government year, unlike the planet Earth, our government has a different calendar. We've had 27,583 illegal alien Chinese at our southern border. 27,000, okay, so far in fiscal year 24. Now, let's keep in mind that Joe Biden's first year in office and Donald Trump was president, 2021, Donald Trump was president until January 20th. In 2021, there were 342 Chinese nationals nabbed at our southern border. So far this year, 27,583. Think there's anything to see there? You know, Chinese nationals don't just saunter out of communist China like it's the United States and they're U.S. citizens or anything like that, because it's a communist hellhole country and they can't just leave on their own. So when you've got, and it's the same was true last year because, and the year before, because Joe Biden is opening up our borders to everybody. The increase from 2021 to 2024 is 7,965%. That's the increase. Nearly 8,000% increase in Chinese nationals sauntering across our southern border. And the Chinese are buying up land in the United States of America, too. And this number is from the end of 2022. But the Chinese communist nationals have bought more than 349,000 acres of agricultural land. They call it agricultural land, usually near U.S. military bases. Just amazing. This is going on, and our news media is not covering it. Because our news media is the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. Just amazing. Another crazy story today. You know, the creepy lawyer, Michael Cohen, who is the Democrats' key witness in the lynch mob trial against that Soviet-style Joseph Stalin trial, trying to jail the political enemies of the Democrat Party, in this case, Donald Trump. Then they'll start working on the rest of us. They're going to have to build big camps on these Chinese agricultural lands, I think, the Democrats are. But Michael Cohen has a new pal, and his new pal is Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell and Michael Cohen, what is going on with that? That is coming up in today's big radio broadcast, and we continue to be at 888-630-9625.
Rosie, big, fat, lesbian, loud Rosie.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief? Let's compare Gedify shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort, support, and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles for cushioning, but Gedify offers so much more. Gedify goes above and beyond with VersaShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return. If you suffer from foot, knee, or back pain, Gedify's advanced technology may help provide you with the relief you deserve. I've been wearing my Gedify shoes for a couple of weeks now. My best girl and I went on a long hike last weekend, about 5 miles. My arches felt better when we finished than they did when I started. Gedify shoes also offer 2 free supportive orthotics to help improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Say goodbye to discomfort. Visit Gedify.com today. Experience ultimate comfort and pain relief at Gedify.com, G-D-E-F-Y.com, and use the promo code CHRIS30 for $30 off orders of $150 or more.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code COMBO or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text COMBO to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Is your child struggling with reading and comprehension? Do you want to help your child become a better reader? Call the USA Reading Clinic. In less than 20 minutes, the USA Reading Clinic can explain exactly why your child struggles with reading and how to correct the problem. In the first free call, the USA Reading Clinic will prove that your child can actually read at normal or advanced levels. Every child has the ability to become a great reader, and the USA Reading Clinic has the proven method to unlock their potential.
My heart broke when I saw my child struggling, and I thought, that's us. That's us. So I called the USA Reading Clinic, and all I can say is, if you have a child who's struggling, I was very skeptical, but I can tell you it works. It absolutely works.
Don't let your child go through their school years feeling like a failure. They can fall in love with reading. For more information, call the USA Reading Clinic at 800-200-4028. That's 800-200-4028. Don't wait. Call 800-200-4028.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. And right now, with a global instability, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Call them right now at 800-900-GOLD for a 100% free gold guide. And mention my name, and you'll also receive a complimentary $1,300 gift. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-GOLD right now.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Here's an article from March 25th of 2024. Posted by the Association of Mature American Citizens. China behind superhighway that targets U.S. with mass migration, economic warfare. And we're talking about in Panama. And the Chinese are in there plowing through the jungle in the Darien Gap, which is a primary entry point for millions of people flowing into the United States. And the Chinese are our enemy. But they gave the Biden family millions of dollars, so they're in good shape with them. Let's go to the telephones. They're not on our side. They're here to dominate the world in the 21st century and to destroy the United States, which is step one in dominating the world. and the Democrat Party is pretty much on their side. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike calling from South Riding, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Hey.
You're talking about the Chi-Coms. One thing that, of course, if you have two brain cells to rub together, which means you're not a Democrat, we got 20-some-odd thousand Chinese men and women coming across the southern border. Okay, that's the equivalent to about almost three infantry divisions. The Chinese are all migrating toward the West Coast, the ones that are coming across illegally. Now, what do we have on the West Coast? We've got naval bases, we've got Army bases, we've got Air Force bases. Now, if China decides to go into Taiwan, and I have no doubt if she wants to take Taiwan, she can do it within a week. She's going to coordinate, because all these people that come across, I guarantee you, are all in the PLA. They're just going to use they're going to coordinate with these people. These people are going to attack those bases and tie down U.S. forces in country here, so we can't reinforce Pacific Fleet or any of the Army units in the Pacific to go to Taiwan's defense. Okay. Also, all of this farmland that they're buying conveniently outside of U.S. bases in the Midwest, missile bases, Air Force bases, whatever. I guarantee you they've smuggled in electronic warfare equipment and are monitoring signals. And again, this isn't classified. You just have to know what the heck you're talking about, which leaves out most Democrats. They're gonna jam signals. They're gonna jam comms. They're gonna jam anything that will prevent movement of U.S. forces even across the country.
Well, you're certainly right to not assume that this is all benign. That's for sure. And our administration should be assuming that. They've had these probing things with the balloons.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.